summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Over 50 years.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
How's your Clyde? I hope it's well as we have a foray into what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's our weekly overview, the DJV crowd, including me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, looking at the stories, the top 10 items from the charts created by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You'll find the list at Talkers and Talkers.com, and also the DJV show, our various connections to social media. Let's do the people list first, ladies, shall we? Kevin McCarthy is at number 10. What do we need to know about him, Jennifer?
Well, the reason he's probably on the list is the story with Liz Cheney this week, which is whether or not she is going to keep her position as one of the top leaders in the House for Republicans. She's a conference chair right now, the number three most powerful Republican in Congress, and it looks like she's resigned herself to the fact that she is not going to be carrying that position much longer. They're going to vote on that next week. Kevin McCarthy was captured on a hot mic saying that he had kind of lost faith and confidence in her, and that
didn't
means
he say just because she doesn't like Trump. Just because she doesn't like Trump. That's all.
No, we talked about this all week long. Not just about that. It's about you're going into an election year where Republicans are poised to retake control of the House. If they don't, it will be a big loss and disappointment for the Republican conference, not just the Congress. And so you need someone who is capturing the will of most Republican voters. And most Republican voters, no matter how they feel about President Trump, liked the America First agenda that he had. And so most Congress people feel that that is what they are going to use to win re-election or to win office in 2022. Liz Cheney does not agree with that. So should she be in the leadership of the party in an election year if she doesn't agree with what the bulk of the candidates and the bulk of Republicans in the country, just look at the polling, support. And I think it really does come down to that more than anything else. She can say whatever she wants, and all she has to do is answer to her constituents.
Number four on the list of people is Ms. Cheney, and her situation in the party is number three overall in the story list from Talkers Magazine. Also, other Republicans on the list, number nine, Ron DeSantis. Weren't the two of them being talked about as possible president, vice presidential candidates in 2024? Did I get that right or wrong?
Is being tossed around as a possible running mate if President Trump will run again in 2024, or if not, as a presidential candidate himself. And again, the reason he's on the list is not because of that. He's had an extremely incredible week, I think, for most people who are conservatives. He passed an election integrity law, which was huge this week. He signed his state's budget, and in doing so, gave $1,000 bonuses to all the first responders because of their work for the COVID during the COVID pandemic. So everybody got $1,000 because there was a surplus in the budget. And so instead of putting that back into the government, he gave it to people who had been called on to go above and beyond their call of duty during the last year.
All right, so that may tie into number 8 on the story list, which is an overall view of the economy. The reason I put them together, ladies, is because I think there's a lot of concern among people who really understand how things are working, and that's a problem because a lot of people don't, as to how much money has gone into the system, into our economy, that is basically funny money. It's paper that's been printed that has nothing to back it up, but yet the economy is sort of humming along because the infrastructure of our country, in part, is so bad that there has to be a way to fix it. And so this is a good way to stimulate the economy without thinking about where the money comes from. I think that's really kind of what it is. Yes, no, anybody agree or disagree with my observation on that?
I don't disagree with your observation. I would add that the reason I think that these things are trending this week in such a high position on the list of topics is because the Biden administration has been out there. Both the president and the vice president and a lot of their surrogates have been out in places. The president was in Louisiana, Pennsylvania. The vice president's been all over the place, everywhere but the border, and talking about the infrastructure. Sorry, I mean to slip that in. It's just
I know you. Right.
But they've been trying to pitch this infrastructure plan, which they say is just not about about roads and bridges anymore. And the president has been given some Pinocchios from the Washington Post because he's been out and he continues to double down on this story that if they pass the infrastructure plan, which is probably going to cost somewhere near $4 trillion. And when you say people don't understand, I will tell you I can't even understand what $4 trillion looks like because there's a lot of zeros.
Funny money. I just said it's like nobody gets it because it's funny money.
But it's a lot of money, and we're already in debt. And if China stops buying our debt, then what happens to the United States? We're totally bankrupt. Right now, we're just at best on the line to China. But one of the criticisms is that, and this is not a this is a political criticism from the group that's lobbing it at Biden, but it is a non-political organization, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, which is not Democrat, it is not Republican, it simply reviews policy. And according to this policy, raising the corporate tax amount, as Biden has suggested, raising the money on the rich is what he likes to call it, but it's corporate taxes, and that happens to small businesses as well as big businesses. 70% of that money finds its way to be tacked onto the middle class, whether it's in ownership of these little businesses or the price that gets passed on. So 70% of that money goes to the middle class, not taxing the rich. But it's also the other big lie is that Biden's out there saying that 16 or 17 million jobs will be created by this plan. All of the, again, non-political organizations have confirmed multiple times that there will be 2 million jobs created by this plan, not 16 million. And yet the administration keeps perpetuating that lie, even though non-political organizations have been tampering.
The word lie always bothers me because I think maybe it's just my bringing up. It's a very difficult word for me to swallow, especially when you talk about politicians. I don't know, made the story up or something. But that's not really why I wanted to jump in. Because I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do the weekly American Family Farmer show. You can operate because there are, I was on a farm this week, been in the same family for 287 years. It's really fabulous. And the farm goes on. The farmer's daughter and her husband are working on the farm. So there are how many generations? Who knows? But the next generation of farmers are really facing a couple of severe challenges. The proposal that's now been floated is called the STEP program, the Sensible Taxation and Equity Promotion, is anything but sensible, and it sure as hell has no equity attached to it. And this is the kind of stuff, the disingenuous crap that comes out of politicians. The act would eliminate the stepped-up basis, the tax provision, if you will, the capital gains taxes that happen at death that protect farms and farm families. There are a lot of complicated tax issues that are tied to this. Most people don't understand what Biden's talking about. So the bottom line with this particular part that I have issue with is when you pass away, your children would normally inherit the farm. But that's the way it is now. The value of the farm is set pretty much at the time you die, the inheritance, when you say you're going to give it to your children, okay, here's what it's worth there. So if the children choose to sell, they have capital gains taxes on the increase in the value. But if they choose to stay on the farm and work on it under the new proposal, they'd still have to pay, they'd be forced to pay taxes on the appreciation. It becomes complicated, but the bottom line is that if you have a 200-acre, I have 114 acres, see how many, about 140 acres of land that I own. So that would cost, according to the proposal that's here right now, my children, if they didn't want to keep it going, $149,000. If they didn't have it, the government would take the land. That's basically it, the death tax. And I strenuously object to this. This is an outrageous incursion. What the hell are these people thinking? Where do they think our food's going to come from? Where do you think the...
Well, and I don't know if you had a chance to hear about the other kind of, I don't want to call it a scandal, but, it's a lawsuit from a farmer in Wisconsin. There are a group of five farmers who have jumped on to sue the Biden administration over the American Rescue Plan because it's supposed to provide aid to socially disadvantaged farmers. Well,
black
this one
farmers,
guy,
mostly.
Well, socially disadvantaged for the Biden administration apparently means the color of your skin.
Yeah.
And so Adam Faust, who is a farmer who's disabled and has been a farmer for his life and working around his disability, he and five other people got together to sue the administration saying, well, if you're talking about socially disadvantaged farmers, here I am, but because of the color of his skin, he can't get
it. Yep. That's what he's claiming, but the administration responded and said that it is for socially disadvantaged. It has nothing to do with it. With
all the PR, though, that comes out in all the farm journals, Victoria, all says black farmers.
Why do we, yeah, why do we?
National Farmers Union, it's all about black farmers. Excuse me, go ahead.
I guess I just don't know why we combat the idea of racism with more racism, because when it sounds pretty racist to me when someone says, well, you can apply for this plan if you're black, brown, or whatever.
I can't apply for it. I tried applying for it, and I didn't fit into the economic viability of the
proposal.
But
that's not because you were white. That's the economic viability that you didn't qualify for.
No, I didn't qualify. They said I came back. Yeah, but it said in the response that I got from the SBA that I wasn't in an economically deprived area, i.e., I didn't live in an area where there were a lot of racial disparities. That's the best way I can put it, summarizing it. Anyway, so it's something to think about. A lot of things here on the story list. The charts for the week of May 3rd to the 7th are in our focus. It's 18 after the hour. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now. That's a great time to check it out too. It's toploss.com, TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout. Calitrin, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000 up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, into the trending portion of the countdown and the overview of the hot hits this week in Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks who work at Talkers Magazine. Also, Jay Kirshner, who follows the trending items for us on the DJV program, things that are on people's minds. This would be a subset of a story that's been followed by a lot of people this week. Not political, but it is going to be interesting as we put this program together. Elon Musk has not appeared on SNL, but there's been a lot of controversy during the week. Comments from people who work on the program who are lucky to have a job. They ought to keep their mouths shut. That would be the way. That's what I'd say to them, especially since he seems to be having a good time during the week. And he said it was, what did he say, Jay? It was awesome.
Yeah, that everyone's being nice. And those SNL cast members who have put something on social media, either in response to something Elon Musk had said or just in terms of him coming onto the show, have all been deleted.
Oh, good. Because they were told to?
Lorne Michaels runs a tight ship.
Yeah. Right.
He's not tolerating anything.
Well, he shouldn't. I mean, these people are lucky. Most of them, they're not that funny and they're not that good. They're lucky to have a job. Miley Cyrus will be on the program. That'll be kind of interesting. Oh, this is sort of it's an up and a down because many of you will listen to this program after the show is over and you will have had a clue as to why there was so much talk about it. But anyway, it's an interesting sidelight. All right, what else is trending that has become very important this week? What do we have that in terms of the that fight between Floyd Mayweather and Jake Paul.
So it's Jake's brother Logan is who the fight is going to be happening with. But during the press conference, Jake Paul got into an altercation with Floyd Mayweather and took the hat off of his head.
Don't the fighters do that a lot though? Like yeah. I think yeah. that
like
goes
wrestling.
Way back.
Yeah, but Jake yeah. wasn't one of the fight isn't the fighter. Logan's the mm. fighter. So yeah, so Jake mm. took the hat off of his head. Melee ensued. Jake Paul ends
Floyd
up with a black eye.
I just knock him out.
Yeah. So yeah, Jake Paul ended up with a black eye. People were saying Floyd gave him the black eye. Jake is saying that. Somebody
gave
on the
it to security myself.
Team. Who cares? Jake Paul and Logan Paul are a cancer on society. Like, people should knock them out.
I think so, too.
Goodbye. All right, so we have a lot of feedback on Facebook and our other social media. You can find us on Twitter at DJB Show, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what are some of the listeners saying about what we either have posted or some of the questions you put forth there, Jay?
The big one is Trump and Facebook. Should the ban be permanent or not? And if so, should the guidelines follow other people?
Which, by the way, is number two on the countdown this week.
Maureen Hobbs says this is dangerous because it's not just Trump. He did not incite a riot, and as so many others have been mentioning, what about Maxine Waters? That's who some people have been mentioning as well. They should be banned, but should be banned for clearly calling out violence. Hinoka Chimera says, LOL, Trump should have never been banned whatsoever. I like what Johnny Powell said. If a person makes a habit of deliberately lying or spreading things that are not accurate, then there should be three layers of punishment. Number one, 30-day suspension. Number two, 1-year suspension. Number three, permanent ban period for any and all individuals.
But that is exactly what happened, and that's why Trump was banned. Because he had been warned and flagged, so that is why.
But it's not.
But the question is, why are they warning and flagging some, right?
It should be everybody. If they have certain rules, then everybody should have to be following those rules.
Oh, when Elizabeth Warren comes to, a quasi-defense of President Trump, you know that there is something going on. Elizabeth Warren says, I don't miss him on Twitter. I don't like him. But I think that big tech needs to be broken up. And that's what and that's what Republicans should be doing, too, is wanting to break this up. This is what they did with the railroads. They should be doing it with big tech.
They've done it with a lot of different things. There are like AT&T. Remember, you probably don't remember that, but I do. They broke that all up. Coming up in the next half hour of our countdown, a focus on the divorce of Bill and Melinda Gates. To begin with, after a few items of interest here, 28 after the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99 for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square. Enter the promo code DJV while you're there. Take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com. The towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Our tribute concert series lineup will keep you entertained with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Performing today's pop charts, rock and roll, classics to country music.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets 15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Lineup and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Following along with the important things being discussed on News Talk Radio this week, the DGB gang, which includes me, Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, working our way through as many of these things on the charts as we can. I said on the People list, number 8, Bill and Melinda Gates. So they decided to get divorced, but there seems to be a lot of stories being weaved into this that include her buying an island. She got a couple of $1 billion worth of stock, and apparently there was a relationship between Bill and Jeffrey Epstein. That's the latest wrinkle, Victoria, isn't it?
Well, the story that's coming out now that people are running with is that Melinda Gates was very much creeped out by Jeffrey Epstein.
I wonder why.
Didn't like him at all.
Good on you.
She and Bill stayed at Epstein's townhouse, the infamous townhouse in New York on the Upper East Side, and she said she just basically told Bill, I don't want anything to do with this guy. This is just too creepy. The reason that Bill later on had explained it, you know, when all this went down with Epstein in 2011, the first case, the reason that Epstein and Bill Gates had met was because Bill was doing fundraising for his charity, you know, the Bill Gates or the Gates Foundation or whatever they call it. And so someone had said to him, oh, you need to meet Jeffrey Epstein. He's big in philanthropy and raises a lot of money, and he knows a lot of powerful people. That's where the connection came from. And so And then the same day that they were there in New York, Mayor Bloomberg, who was mayor of New York at the time, gave Bill and Melinda like a humanitarian award or whatever. And the rumor is that Bloomberg told him, stay away from that guy. So I think that I think Melinda had a good instinct, and then I think Bloomberg solidified, like, all right, stay away from that Epstein guy because he's no good. Because Bloomberg, I don't really think, you know, as we all know, Bloomberg doesn't mince words.
No.
So, yeah.
Not at all. Yep. Okay.
But
so
then
that's...
a lot of people kept hanging out with Epstein after, you know, long after there were warnings and people mm-hmm. could see the writing on the wall, and there were, you know, there were still a lot of people, there's security guards who still claim that they saw Bill Clinton on that island. Even though Clinton says he used the jet once or twice or something and was never on the island.
Stay away.
But I don't know.
So many of it, so much of it. I mean, once you know that, like, I don't know, normal
people. Well, Prince Andrew, it's like, he's got no explanation.
But don't you think that it's like, I mean, I think when you are willing to do the kinds of crimes that they're alleged, like, being committed against, you know, women, young girls, this, you know, whatever, ugh. That is about the ultimate quest for power, right? And getting away with something. And that probably adds to the excitement for them. So in their crazy criminal mind, maybe it doesn't matter about the warnings. It doesn't matter because that's part of the excitement of not getting caught. I mean, is that part of that predator mindset maybe? Ugh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right. The next, number seven, number six, all Californians, Kamala Harris. I'm not one who wants to spend much time talking about her. The Gavin Newsom, Caitlyn Jenner position here. Jennifer, you want to update us on the latest in the recall and who else is running for governor for that spot beside Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, so the recall is moving forward in the state of California against Gavin Newsom. And the effort that was against in the Recall Gavin 2020 effort, which started with three guys and went to the grassroots. You know, a lot of people think that this was like a big party action. The Republican Party in California, and this is a huge criticism against them, had nothing to do with this. I mean, this was all the grassroots. And so it should be commended because they did an incredible job collecting signatures. They got 1.7 million signatures that were certified. They only needed, they needed just under 1.5 million signatures to trigger a recall. So now it looks like the election will happen at the end of October, the beginning of November. Many people might think it might be November 2nd. And there'll be two questions on the ballot. Yes or no to recall Gavin Newsom. And then number two, if you vote yes, who would you like to replace Gavin Newsom? And so a lot of people started jumping in.
Or they're like,
no, it'll be a whole list. Like, it'll be, and probably, I mean,
19
probably Victoria by the end, 150. 150 people, probably.
Yeah. No doubt. I hope it's on alphabetical for Caitlin.
Well, it's cheap in the way that if you apply, the stipulations are much lower to run for governor than to run for Congress or something else like that. So it's like $5,000. That's all it takes to get on the ballot and a few signatures. I mean, you have to get signatures in about $5,000, and that's it. So a lot of people, like porn stars, are running. Angeline, who's known as like this lady who drives around in a pink Corvette. She's 71 years old now. She had billboards all over Hollywood. Doug, you probably know of her. She's running for governor. Mary Carey is the porn star who's running for governor. So it's easy to get in, and there's going to be a large field. But the biggest names probably right now that are declared, Caitlyn Jenner, obviously, John Cox, and Kevin Faulkner. Kevin Faulkner, former mayor of San Diego. John Cox ran against Gavin Newsom in 2018, and obviously Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, and the Kardashian fame, right? And Caitlyn probably made the most news
name
this week
recognition.
When she did a full hour interview with Hannity. And for a lot of Californians, she just spoke common sense. People mm-hmm. have been comparing her to Reagan. Because remember, Reagan was governor of California. And
he'd roll over in his grave.
I mean, truly, I mean, honest to God, if the election were held today, I'd vote to recall Gavin, and I would vote for Caitlyn Jenner. Because she's the one who has at least, I think, identified the problems more effectively than some of the others. John Cox has been traveling California with a bear all week.
The bear guy.
Become,
oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's become very gimmicky. I mean,
surprised
he's traveling
PETA hasn't gone after him.
Yeah, a gigantic Kodiak bear who at events sits there and licks himself while John Cox is giving speeches.
Okay, let's keep moving along.
It's all fun
here.
And games until the bear mauls someone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, all these people, like on Groundhog Day, they're reaching their head trying to pull the groundhog out. I mean, someday someone's going to get maimed, and it's, you know, I don't know.
All right. Number five, speaking of people getting maimed, Rudy is on the list, the story list at number four, people list number five. I don't know if there's any really different info this week. We talked a lot about him last week, but what's new about Giuliani this week?
The only thing I saw this week is that he wants Trump to pay for his legal bills. That's not going to happen.
Well, Trump hasn't paid him for the stuff he owed him, apparently.
But he also, now for the new legal bills, the new stuff.
Yeah, they're pretty loyal to each other, though. Both Trump and Giuliani came out and gave some love to each other this week. But Giuliani spoke out about the raid on his house and on his business this week. And what he said is that when the FBI, he was ready. When he walked in, he was, very cooperative. He's like, yeah, guys, come on in. Here's everything I've got. And so then on his desk, there was a hard drive, and it was Hunter Biden's hard drive, or at least that's what Rudy Giuliani says. He tells the FBI agents that are there, here's Hunter Biden's hard drive. Would you like to take that with you? And they're like, no,
but
we don't want
no
that.
No one can corroborate that he said that, and everyone has come out saying that that never happened. So it's Rudy who was drunk and went on Tucker Carlson and told that story, but
I don't know.
Rudy's
drunk,
credibility.
But he's told the story.
Rudy's always drunk.
He's told the story over and over again, but the point is, the way he tells it, and if you want to believe him or not, he said that the FBI, he just said, hey, here's, I mean, it could have had anything. It could have had the smoking gun that everybody's looking for, and the FBI, walks out because it's Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, come on.
All right.
I don't believe Rudy. Sorry.
I do.
Let's see. Number three on the list of people, and actually number two on the story list, concerns Mark Zuckerberg and the Facebook Oversight Board. This is a focus on Trump, like the Arizona audit was number nine. So Trump's still around. That's why he's number two on the people list. Or he's back, I shouldn't say, still around, back in the focus. So what is the significance, Victoria, of the Zuckerberg input this week to his oversight board? It looks kind of, he's talking about creepy, crawly creatures.
The bottom line is, the board, Zuckerberg put this board, advisory board in place so that he wouldn't have to make hard decisions. And the board, it backfired. The board threw it back at him and said, look, sorry, but you're going to have to, your name is going to be stuck to this. Your fingerprint will be on it. So he's got 6 months to come up with an answer and a plan. We'll see what happens. This may just be punted back and forth. Who knows? The advisory board doesn't have any actual regulatory power, so all they can do is just advise. And so, we'll see where it goes. But essentially, they advised him that he needs to come up with a solid plan, and then he has to distribute that equally. Every single offender must be treated equally. That was what their recommendation was, which
equal
I think everyone can agree with.
In the eyes of the law. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of one of the two charts that Talkers does every week, the story list. This is for the week of May 7th, or rather the 3rd to the 7th. At number 10, the discussion that goes on about the Chauvin trial and what the ancillary things are that go with that, police reform, race relations, all tied to that. Will there be a new trial? Number 9, the Arizona audit and voting things. Number 8, the economy and the stimulus. Number 7, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 6, the investigation of the insurrection in the Capitol. Number 5, the recall of Governor Newsom, boob that he is. Rudy Giuliani is at 4 in the investigation about him. Liz Cheney's party politic problem at 3. Facebook and the oversight thing, number 2. All right, coming up, number 1 this week, all kinds of things connected to COVID, the vaccines, the variants, where it's good and where it's bad, what happened to states that have lifted the COVID rules already, in our focus next year on the Talk Radio Review. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list this week, from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, first full week of May, number 10 is Kevin McCarthy. A lot of politicians, but that's pretty usual. Ron DeSantis, number 9. The Gates family, Bill and Melinda, number 8, they aren't politicians. Well, maybe kind of they are a little. Harris is 7, Gavin Newsom is 6, Giuliani is 5, Liz Cheney is 4, Mark Zuckerberg is another beauty. Number 3, Donald Trump, in the list for the first time in a while. Lots of hoopla about him and what's going on. The Arizona audit, I think, has caused there to be a lot of discussion among the right-wing radio stations about Donald Trump, and therefore he's in the number 2 position, bested only by his the replacement for Mr. Trump, and that's Mr. Biden. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. You got that whole story? Thank you very much. The story and the people list from the folks at Talkers Magazine, so you have it officially in order in case we miss it at some point during the broadcast. All right, if you were looking at the classified ads and wondered where to get your vaccine, why don't you have to do that? Sooner or later, it'll be bootlegged, and somebody will be, I have an extra supply of vaccine. You want to come over to my house and get a shot? One
is
of the things.
Is it a problem anymore? I mean, they're closing the mass sites in California for the most part.
Yeah, they are here, too.
Now the drugstores and stuff are just giving
it. Doing
and doctor's offices,
So there's a greater question here with the states lifting the COVID rules and what's going on. Looking back over the past year and how consumer behaviors have changed, have shifted, if you will, I guess it may be time, maybe it's a little early, but a time for us to reflect on what's happened. How have we changed? Look at how Facebook has changed in impact in our lives, Jay, and Amazon and Apple, and the way we use the radio and the way we use podcasts.
Zoom.
Zoom. Right.
Who even talked about Zoom before the
pandemic? I don't even know.
No one.
Yeah. One of the things that troubles me is it's a Chinese company, but here we go again with that. But I think it's time to get closer to where we're going, what people feel comfortable doing. I know that if you go to try to book an air flight anywhere, you'll find it's pretty much the way it was a year and a half ago. You're lucky to find a seat because even though they're adding trips and routes, you see that with all the major legacy airlines. They're adding trips to here and there, mostly domestic, not international. There's not a lot of international travel right now. That's why you see larger planes being used from some of the hub points. I know American is using a lot of the international fleet, 777s to bring people from New York to L.A. and Dallas to L.A. and Miami to L.A. because they're there. Might as well use them. And so, you know, you get a better ride, I guess, bottom line. But that's one of the things that's happened as a result of COVID. But, you think about what has, how has it impacted us personally and generally speaking? The variants, I think, are the big thing at the moment. Aren't they, ladies, really what people are wondering? Do I have a vaccine that's going to protect me against the variants? And Victoria, you were talking about that.
Right, and how long is the vaccine going to protect us? You know, mm-hmm. I think everybody knows that we're going to need some sort of booster. And when does that run out? And so the latest data shows that Pfizer, at least 6 to 8 months after the second shot, you're still good. And that it's actually 90% effective against the variants, which is really good news. Moderna is working already on their booster shot. Pfizer seems to be taking a different approach. They're working on a pill, which I think would be a lot better.
Great.
And trying to get people to have another shot and lining up again and all that stuff. So, I just hope that, you know, I don't like fear-based thinking. I agree with you on that. But my concern is that I hope we don't hit, you know, September, October, people still think they're covered when they're not, and then they're not getting the booster. And then we've got another surge, and we're right back to where we were back, you mm-hmm. know, last fall. I hope that doesn't happen.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of tension around that for sure. And so we'll see kind of where it all shakes out. All right, ladies, thank you. That was good. Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen from the DJV program, an overview of the lists from Talkers Magazine this week. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Deep down, you knew it was coming, and you know there's nothing you can do to stop it. And now, it's here.
Tax-mageddon!
Federal debt now exceeds the size of the entire economy, and Congress continues to spend like drunken sailors. Taxes are going up, and your retirement savings are going to be taxed to smithereens. But there's one proven time-tested strategy that lets you legally pay zero taxes on your hard-earned retirement money. And you can learn all about it in a free report from Bank on Yourself. Get it now at LegallyPayZeroTax.com. This strategy also grows your wealth safely and predictably every year, even when the market tanks. And it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Yes, you can protect your money from the next stock market crash and from
Tax-mageddon.
To get this free report and save your retirement, visit LegallyPayZeroTax.com today. That's LegallyPayZeroTax.com. LegallyPayZeroTax.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the DJV program. It's time for us to check the top five items from the world of technology this week. So Victoria Keelan is here to do that. And we'll start with number five, which is the focus on those Peloton bikes.
Yep, the treadmills. Bikes are okay. The treadmills, not so much. Peloton recalled their Tread Plus treadmills this week, saying that 125,000 treadmills are included in this recall. And this comes from after the several weeks of fighting back and forth with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The commission wanted these treadmills to be recalled immediately and taken off the website and returned to the company if people had them still. So Peloton really fought back, which was not an unusual thing to do. Typically, when the commission goes after a product, the companies give in right away. Peloton didn't. Then they made a statement this week after the recall, saying that from the CEO, saying, "I want to be clear, we made a mistake in our initial response. We should have engaged more productively with them from the outset. They apologized." Turns out that these $4,295 treadmills as well as the, yeah, they're not cheap, as well as the cheaper version, which is sold in other countries. They both have been pulled from the website, and it's unfortunately, some kids have been injured. 39 incidents were that we knew of. It turns out it's actually 70 incidents, including pets and objects and children being injured. So if you have one of these, go to the website and figure out how to get rid of it, because they're going to have to probably redesign the whole thing. It sucks people and things underneath it. That's how that young child died.
For that. Oy. Number four, a focus on updates at Apple.
Yeah, this was the week of updates and security patches, as you'll hear as we go through the list. But if you own a Mac, an iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch, you should do the update as soon as you possibly can, because it patches a pretty big security flaw that Apple says may have already been actively exploited. That's a nice way of saying hacked. The updates contained in the iOS 14.5.1 and Mac OS 11.3.1, they will fix this security breach. And essentially, this breach was pretty big, and this doesn't often happen with Apple, but this one was really big, and it lets anybody who hacks into your device have complete control of your device. So if you have an older Apple device, like an iPhone 5 or 6, or an older iPad Air, they also released a patch for that. So just make sure that you're really up to date with everything, because it is important.
All right, number three, Dell. We don't have that name too much. It's a big computer company. No.
So Dell has released a security patch that fixes a vulnerability that affects Dell computers going all the way back to the year 2009. That's how many computers are involved in this. This is huge. So if you have a Dell computer, most likely you will need to do this update. This is a firmware update, and it allows, and the vulnerability allows an attacker, once again, to gain full permissions in Windows. So if you have a Dell computer, even the newer ones, they're brand new models from 2020 that are included in this. So it's the list of models is 200 and something different models affected from Dell. So just make sure you go to the Dell page. They have all the instructions there on how to manually do this update. It's not very involved, but it's really important.
All right, let's see here. Number two is another breach.
I'm getting tired of saying the word breach, but here we are again. Yes, someone is selling account information for 21 million customers in North America of the popular parking app called Park Mobile. So this is stolen data from this app. If you've ever parked in a city or a municipality that has, you know, where you have to just log on to an app and pay your hourly parking, it's most likely done by Park Mobile. My stuff was breached in this as well. I'm right there with you. So the stolen data includes customer email addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, license plate numbers, passwords, and mailing addresses. So get onto the Park Mobile app and change your password immediately, because they don't really know yet what exactly was stolen, but it's not good.
All right, Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, very important number two this week on the countdown, as a matter of fact, the talkers countdown.
This was definitely the biggest tech story of the week. Facebook, the oversight board, which was designed to make some of Facebook's most difficult decisions for the company. However, on Wednesday, they punted it right back to Facebook and CEO Mark Zuckerberg. This is all whether or not Donald Trump should be allowed back on the platform. The board did say that Facebook was right to suspend him after the January 6th insurrection, but after that, there's no rule written that you have to, that you can have an indefinite ban. So they've got 6 months now, and this is all on Zuckerberg to come up with the real answer. And then they have to follow their own rules and carry it out equally to every offender.
Okay, those are the top five tech stories of the week for your listening and dancing pleasure. Now 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Consistency over violence every time. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Discipline is an absolutely critical skill for successful people to master. To learn discipline, you have to practice it. And to even know what to practice, someone has to teach you at some point. For many people, discipline has been associated with violence. If you do this, I'll hit you. And so discipline and violence became intertwined, but they don't need to be. Because just because people have associated discipline with violence doesn't mean in any way, shape, or form that you have to associate discipline with violence. In fact, the key to discipline is consistency, not violence at all. In terms of parenting, you can follow through with taking away a favorite toy for a period of time as a consequence. In terms of self-discipline, you can resist the urge to feel it necessary to get everything you want. In both cases, consistent consequences are the key, not violence at all. For more on discipline, visit drchristianconti.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. The White House is expressing some serious concerns over problems that are happening in the Middle East, specifically some new and increased violence that has been happening.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke with his Israeli counterpart on Sunday, and according to the White House, he shared U.S. concerns about the potential evictions of Palestinian families from their homes. Sullivan's call came after violent confrontations at the Temple Mount during the last days of Ramadan. The White House said Sullivan expressed the Biden administration's commitment to Israel's security and to supporting peace and stability throughout the Middle East. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Average price for a gallon of regular gas jumping 6 cents over the past 2 weeks to $3.02 a gallon. That's $1.05 higher than a year ago. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says the increase comes as the costs of crude oil and ethanol also on the rise. Ethanol must be blended by refiners into gasoline. That's according to federal rules. Highest price, Lundberg found, $4.16 a gallon in San Francisco, the lowest at $2.55 in Baton Rouge. And if you drive a diesel, you're paying 2 cents more this week, $3.16 a gallon. Forecasters say parts of our country could see some tough weather over the next 2 days.
On Sunday, a cold front is predicted to move southward, bringing slight risks of severe weather into the Mid-South. Moderate to heavy rainfall is reportedly also a concern across the Ohio Valley on Sunday. Snow is forecast in the northern and central Rockies over the next 2 days, and around a foot of snow could accumulate in the highest elevations through Monday morning.
That's Patrick Foss reporting. Meanwhile, some states are making plans to spend billions of dollars from President Biden's Pandemic Relief Act, though the money has yet to arrive. This is SRN News.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching your pain from four different angles, may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Sportswear company Under Armour has settled with the Securities and Exchange Commission and agreed to pay $9 million in fines related to misleading its revenue growth to investors from the third quarter of 2015 through the fourth quarter of 2016.
The agency says Under Armour used a pull-forward sales tactic to pull forward $408 million in revenue in existing orders. The SEC says the company made positive statements regarding its revenue growth rate and the factors contributing to the revenue growth rate. However, they did not disclose the significant impact on revenue from its use of pull-forward tactics.
Jeremy House reporting. Trouble and controversy in the world of horse racing at Churchill Downs. They've suspended trainer Bob Baffert, will not allow him to enter horses at the track, and they could invalidate Medina Spirit's Kentucky Derby win if the results of a failed post-race drug test are upheld. More at townhall.com. A federal lawsuit was filed yesterday in Florida seeking to strike down a state measure that would
limit contributions to political committees that support ballot initiatives.
The new law was just signed Friday by Governor Ron DeSantis. It establishes a $3,000 limit on individual contributions to groups promoting ballot initiatives. The limit is proposed until a proposal is approved for the ballot, which could have made it impossible for measures such as medical marijuana or minimum wage increase to get before voters. The ACLU of Florida, which filed the complaint, says it violates the First Amendment by burdening free speech and association. Republicans who backed the initiative argued it was needed to keep out-of-state special interest money from influencing the state constitution. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Nose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour now. It is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who along with his very competent staff have overviewed what's going on in the world of news talk radio, on the stations, the podcasts, all that stuff, to come up with a list of the top 10 stories of the week and the people. So, Michael, I think probably we ought to get started as we usually do by just going through the lists.
Yeah, let's do it. It was a very interesting week, and there's a lot of stuff on the list. We put more than 10 stories on the list because a lot of them are kind of ties. So here we go. At number 10, we have race relations, police reform, and Derek Chauvin seeks a new trial. He says the jury was tainted. At number 9, voting legislation.
After the... Did you see the... Was it a T-shirt or something?
Yeah.
One of the people on the...
Yeah. An African-American member of the jury was a picture emerged of him wearing a Black Lives Matter T-shirt that was photographed at a rally. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, they're grasping at whatever straws they can within the legal process.
Yeah.
But I seriously doubt, not that I'm the world's greatest legal scholar or, you know, crystal ball reader, but I doubt it's going to have traction. At number 9, we have voting legislation and that ongoing Arizona audit in Maricopa County.
What do you think about the discrepancies there? The Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, there are a lot of ballots were just unattended. So how do you do? I mean, this whole business about voting elections across our country, Michael, is such a can of worms. So
it is a can of worms. And they're going down a rabbit hole with it. The deeper you go now, the less likely anything is going to have credibility because it's so tainted by politics.
Right. So how do you know who's the real winner? Is this legit? Is Trump right? Have we been had by the news media, Joe Biden and his camp? Are they really the president and vice president of the country? Should they be?
Well, let's put it this way. All things being equal, I don't mean this to be politically motivated, but when Donald Trump becomes the source of truth, in something that's murky from all the way from the left to the right.
Yeah. Me, I'm with you 100% on that one. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. All right. So there you go. At number eight, the economy, the stimulus plan, and the infrastructure. At number seven, U.S. relations with China and Russia tied with the Gates divorce. That's a big buzz.
Well, did you see the connection now between Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein? There's a connection, and apparently Melinda was they spent some time together, and Melinda was creeped out, and apparently Bloomberg told Bill Gates to stay the heck away from him, him being Epstein. So this is a very interesting circle, isn't it, huh?
Oh, my gosh. The circle will be unbroken, as an old song used to go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's funny how these characters all find each other and become
like
buddies.
Like a cesspool. It's like a cesspool.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It's like the grinds at the bottom of a dirty coffee cup.
Uh-huh. That's a great way of putting it.
I just made it up.
No, that's great. I like that.
And number six, the Capitol insurrection investigation continues and bars Trump Mueller memo. Some of these, you can't even write a headline for them, let alone to figure out what the hell these stories are about.
And it doesn't seem to ever go away.
No,
I mean, this thing should have gone long since gone goodbye. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway.
Oh. Yeah.
Right?
I'm laughing out of sadness. I don't find it funny. I find it terribly ironic. The Newsom recall tied with immigration reform.
Another one.
At number five.
What a piece of work that jerk is. Wow.
Well, you've been to California a lot lately, so you have more insight into it. I haven't been out in L.A. in a while.
He's just a piece of dirt. He really is a bad guy.
That's a powerful statement.
He's a bad, bad guy.
To what would you attribute that statement? In other words,
corrupt way. He advises people to do one thing, and then he does something else that's in his own best interest.
Oh, okay.
He thinks of himself and thinks not. Maybe he's a typical politician. I don't know, but he's not really. That's why the recall has had his among Democrats, even. The recall has been, there's a surge, especially from the larger cities, Los Angeles and San Diego more than San Francisco. But if you go into the southern part of California, this guy is really disliked as well. And the mayor of Los Angeles, who just got appointed to be the ambassador to India, the people, the cheers that came out of
they're sending him to India to get COVID.
Yeah, right. See you later. Yeah, exactly.
Saying, who wants to go to India right now? That's one of the most dangerous places in the world in terms of the coronavirus. It's very, very. What's going on in India is just insane, and we mustn't forget what's going on in Brazil, where there's political turmoil. The hospital system has basically surpassed its capacity. I have sources in Brazil that feed me constant information, and it's terrifying. It's really, really scary.
Yeah.
And people are just hiding in their homes under their beds to just stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
And number four, we have the Rudy Giuliani investigation, and that is tied with the broader topic of Trump's mounting legal woes. Number three, we have party politics, and that's a general topic. The parties are banging against each other and within each other.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And, and the whole business, here we are already. This is the first full week of May 2021, and there is so much discussion and talk among those who are in both parties, campaigners who are working on the Democrat seats so they can defeat them in 2022, or the Republican seats. It's just amazing how we have become so mucked and mired in nothing but politics. And we're thinking about how the Republicans are all whipped up because we can take over the House again next year. Don't these people have a life? Or this is their life, I guess.
That is their life. Matter of fact, I heard a bunch of them ask the other day whether you and I have a life. So
we have a life, and we have a nice life. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tied in at number three with party politics is Liz Cheney's GOP battle.
What do you think of her?
I only know of her what I read in the news. I don't know anything about her other than her background, you know, her father and her life.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I admire her for standing up for her principles.
Yeah.
And
I don't like her old man at all. I wouldn't give him a nickel. I like, there's something about her that I like. Maybe at that
well,
start.
I mean, you know, the sins of the father. I mean, you know, that doesn't mean that she's, you know, anything of that ilk. Mm-hmm. And there are many people who think Dick Cheney was a hero and that he was misunderstood.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I mean, it's who you talk to. Whose truth are you listening to? Yeah. And number two, we have the Facebook over. This is number two now. We're up there in the high. This is big now. Listen to this. Facebook Oversight Board's Trump ruling and the general issue of social media censorship have made their way to number two. Aside from number one, which is obvious.
Yeah, Zuckerberg is another one. He's, in my book, he's the same as Newsom in terms of how I would describe him as a piece of dirt. He's nothing except himself about him. It's me, I, and never is there a we, or an us with him. So he got his head handed to him by his own bunch this week, basically, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure whose head's handed to whom, because ultimately Zuckerberg is in control of the whole thing.
Right.
And that oversight board is somebody that you can go to as an excuse for not having to make a decision yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not so sure that this is as clear cut as people think. I think Zuckerberg is in charge of everything
there are a lot of questions. The question about Trump and whether he should have been booted, I will tell you something. The Republicans ask the right question when they, you know, it may be that Trump deserved to get booted, whatever it is, but where's Maxine Waters on that list of people who get booted? She's another piece of dirt.
Everybody should be booted.
except you and me.
Well, I mean, you know, we're on this platform, which is our platform.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody came to you and said Donald Trump demands that he get to be on this show with us and we don't want him, are we censoring him? Are we infringing on his rights? What's so ironic about all of this, and I mean, you talk about a rabbit hole or a can of worms. This is the ultimate one. Freedom of speech, First Amendment, Internet.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is the argument has become so convoluted that we're talking about freedom of speech as it pertains to a private company's obligation to run the most powerful person in the state, the president of the United States, meaning the state.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be the other way around. The First Amendment is to protect the private enterprise and the private platform from infringement by the state. So this is totally convoluted, but it's very hard to explain. You follow what I'm saying?
I do.
He's the president. He was the president of the United States, and we're talking about his freedom of speech as opposed to the fact that the president represents the power that we have freedom of speech to protect us from that power. So it's totally upside down. It finally has come. We're 21 years into the 21st century, and we're like 30 some odd years into the digital era being the main, you know, platform of our communication, and we're starting to realize how many challenges this situation is presenting to our notion of gatekeeping, platforms, free speech, First Amendment. It's crazy. It's going to take years to work this out, Doug. This is not going to be, especially in an era in which people seek victory at the expense of truth. Fake news, a bunch of BS. This is going to be tough. And number one is obvious. It's COVID-19, the vaccines, the variants, the politics, India, Brazil, the stats. And the main aspect of the COVID-19 conversation has been vaccine hesitancy. The thing that's standing in the way of herd immunity is the fact that a lot of people, for whatever reasons, either they're young and they don't think it applies to them, they're afraid of getting a needle, they hear their friends are getting sick, they read someplace that somebody died, or they don't want Joe Biden to look good, they're still politically motivated. That's the big obstacle to herd immunity, and herd immunity is the only way we're going to get beyond COVID-19. It's a big mess.
18 past the hour. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a two-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. If you're looking for a cutting-edge Windows 10 laptop, the ZenBook Duo 14 from ASUS lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant next-level companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity. Featuring the ScreenPad Plus secondary display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. And not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by the latest 11th gen Intel Core processors, ZenBook Duo 14 brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Head over to asus.com to learn more about the ZenBook Duo 14. Again, that's asus.com for the ZenBook Duo 14.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless they're ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I know you're real. I understand that you're real.
Another tearjerker moment here on the countdown, or at least with me. Anyway, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers.
We are drops in the same endless sea. Branches on
the tree of to be. We think, we know, and we feel. Beams of light from the same shining star, spinning between what's near and far. I believe you are real. My eyes, mind, heart, and soul know you're real. I am sure you are real. We are words in the same simple prayer. All of our spirits are there. We are thoughts in the eternal mind. Now it is time to be kind.
So we're playing a bit of Michael Harrison's new song with Gun Hill Road called I Know You Are Real. That's something to look for online in YouTube. You can download it. There are a couple of different versions of it. I previewed it on both the DJV program this past week and the American Family Farmer because it brings us around to thinking about what is real, the words in here. We are words in the same prayer, thoughts in the eternal world, time to be kind, drops in the same endless sea, all of the words that they're so pithy, and it really affects me spiritually and emotionally. And I guess you heard some of that when you were on with
me this week. Oh, my gosh. That was probably one of the greatest experiences. I want to mention, first of all, the appearance on the DJV program earlier this week, I think it was on Wednesday, resulted in tremendous interest. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take the liberty of just saying which YouTube place to go to so people get the best.
Sure.
And that is, I Know You Are Real. The real words, no fake words, the real words. IKnowYouAreReal.com will take you to the spoken word version of this, and you see what Doug is talking about, that it's about the human relationship with other life forms, mm-hmm. animals or beyond, and each other. But IKnowYouAreReal.com, it's a very cool video, and I'm very proud of it, but we got so much response from the DJV audience,
well,
Doug.
It
was amazing.
How you and I are simpatico in many different ways, I don't know that we underscore it, but our philosophical point of view, you helped me get the American Family Farmer Show started, and then there was the introduction of what I call Your Hidden Power, which is another program I do every week in podcast form and in broadcast form. And this sort of fits into that realm as well. It's food for thought. In an era when we are spending so much time talking about what I perceive to be nonsense, the reality of what the world and our lives is really all about is encapsulated better than I've heard in anything for a long, long time in this song that Michael is a part of with Gun Hill Road. I remember when I first was introduced, I've forgotten them from the 70s, but during this past COVID year, Gun Hill Road took a song that was called Back When My Hair Was Short, and it became Back When We Used to Bug. And it was, you know, it was
amazing the reaction we're getting to that video is extraordinary.
Yeah,
oh
it is.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway, it's at IKnowYouAreReal.com, and you can see it. There's a YouTube version of it that has a little cameo of me and my cows in it.
Yeah.
It's neat. It's really neat. Very, very, it's a sweet song, sweet thoughts. Thank you, Michael. 28 past the hour.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over the counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park
or at your kitchen table. Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJ.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did the Reading summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Talk radio in the focus, news talk radio. This is the overview courtesy of the folks at DJV, me and my gang working in tandem with Michael Harrison and his gang to bring you the Countdown Show and an ancillary accompanying hour that gets focused on these things on the list. Top 10 stories, top 10 people. And then, you know, we go off on our own.
We haven't done the top 10 people yet. So
no, I know we haven't.
Oh, okay, good. So I have this to-do list here, and I never checked it off. You know,
Don't forget to do the thing we're here for.
Yes, please. Help yourself to
number 10 is Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy is at 10. Ron DeSantis is at 9. Bill and Melinda Gates share the number 8 spot. Number 7, Kamala Harris. Number 6, Gavin Newsom and Caitlyn Jenner. There's an interesting character. At number 5, Rudy Giuliani. Liz Cheney and Elise Stefanik at number 4. The aforementioned Mark Zuckerberg at 3. Donald Trump at 2. And some guy named Joe Biden, who you occasionally hear from, at number 1.
Interesting. Trump's back in the list with a vengeance sort of this week. Hadn't been in the list for a couple of weeks, but he's all over the place in terms of people talking about him. As well as him liking to talk about himself.
Yeah, he loves the attention. He's in a funny place. And in one way, he's a remarkable history maker in terms of maintaining his power and influence as the leader of the GOP. Another level, he's facing all kinds of legal woes.
And is he back in business in a sense? Is he back actually running? I was never sure he actually wasn't running his businesses even while he was president, even though it was supposed to be. But as the titular head of all of those enterprises, he had plenty to do to begin with. And is he back at the helm of all the various Trump companies running? I don't know that I know the answer to that. Do you?
I don't know the answer, but I suspect he's very much in charge of running the Trump empire, and I believe he always was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think that Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr. are running that business? Come on.
No. Uh-uh.
And there are people behind the scenes.
Yeah, the daughter's smart. Capable. Yeah, she's capable.
But
she's
real smart. She's laying low right now.
Yeah,
her husbands are sort of like, you know, we're not on this picture anymore. We'll be back. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of guys, I don't know all their names off the top of my head, but there are a lot of business people that are very, very much under the radar that work within the Trump organization that he counts on and he trusts, and they really are the powers that make the day-to-day decisions.
Right, make decisions.
Not his children.
No. But they're the heir apparent, the legacy, in a manner of speaking, if nothing else. Speaking of that, I want to spend a minute on a tribute that you put together this week for one of our favorites. The passing of Barry Farber was noted. Actually, it was about a year ago if I remember correctly. He was one of the great and one of the really influential talk hosts at the beginning of the talk era, when it was okay to not be political, even though he was, he didn't sound like he was. One of the most intelligent men, great vocabulary, interesting way about him, and I was going to be on the thing, but it didn't work out that I was there. I was going to tell a story about my experience with him first when I was on WMCA in New York, and he was there, and how my jaw dropped listening to him, because I hadn't heard him before. I hadn't heard him in New England because the signal for MCA didn't come up here. But when I heard him, it was okay. You know, he came from that same era, Michael, as Jerry Williams and, you know, the people that were the pioneers, it seems to me, in modern talk. How did you were the person that organized this tribute to him. What did you have to say, and what came out about him that people around the country who may remember him or want to know about one of the icons in talk radio? What did you say?
I basically talked about how he played the music of the English language like an instrument. He was a wordsmith. He was one of the great modern day orators. Mm-hmm. And oratory is a lost art. Right now, it doesn't get much attention as being an asset to speakers. It's more like you talk like a regular person than you are like an orator these days. But oratory, being able to eloquently put words together and create pictures and persuade people and angles on things people may not see, this was what Barry Farber did so well. It was a combination of skill and intelligence. And he was a conservative. He ran for mayor of New York on the conservative ticket, didn't win. But he was a legitimate candidate, and he was a very nice man. And we did a tribute to him. You know, it's interesting you say from the modern era. He was one of the talk show hosts that was before the modern era.
I suppose,
Yeah. You know, the modern era really began with the repeal of the Fairness Doctrine and the rise of Rush Limbaugh. Well, for many years before that, Barry Farber was on the radio. He was on the radio so long ago that when I was a kid, when I was 12 years old, 11 years old, I used to listen to him in the car at night after the countdown of the top 10 hits by Alan Freed, the first DJ to use the word rock and roll on WINS. And then after Alan Freed was over, there was a talk show with this guy named Barry Farber on the old WINS. I was a kid, and I used to go into the car to listen to it in the car radio with my father, and we would go for a drive.
Well, that's how it got started. The modern talk era got started on music stations that at night would then go to talk. WBZ in Boston is a great example of that. They had a sports show on after music with a guy named Guy Manella. Remember him?
Yep.
And then after that, they had Jerry Williams. And I was watching a profile of the old WBCN in Boston and how that came to be. Danny Schechter, the news dissector, and how they were involved in all kinds of things, the protest movement, and how they really separated themselves out. A guy named Charles Lacordaire, who really was a talk show host, all the people on that station, even though it was a music station, were really kind of talk folks as well in that era. And how Jerry Williams one night went on the air to talk about how bad WBCN is and how dirty the people must be over there. And then I was thinking about Jerry and all the stuff that he did and what he stirred up. And you know, every city had a Jerry Williams, but he was really another. He wasn't cut out of the same cloth as Barry Farber. You know, we used to confuse Barry Farber and Barry Gray because they were both on in New York kind of at the same time. But they were very different. Their styles were very different.
Barry Gray was a liberal. Barry Farber was a conservative. But they both were eloquent speakers, and they both were the two of the major talk show hosts in New York. Yeah. And that was a time when there was no national syndication. So if you were the number one personality, you were famous in New York or L.A. Boston or Chicago, you were a star.
But he became part of Daynette, and then he was syndicated around the country.
Right.
But he first started back before. I started doing talk in 1974, and I was just on local stations, mostly in the Boston area, on one station for 13 years. And that is kind of where I cut my teeth. But listening to, you know, some of these greats and how they influence. Even, I remember the character, about the same time Bob Grant came along in New York. And you must have listened. We all kind of got a piece of him. Right?
I was influenced by a younger guy who's still around, and he's older than I am, so he's not a younger guy anymore. But there was a guy named Alex Bennett who used to do DJ work on WMCA when it was still the good guys.
Yeah.
And on the weekend, he did a talk show, and he did a talk show on a rock station. And he was the resident, you know, bad boy. And he was against the Vietnam War and all that stuff. And he influenced me, and I started my on-air talk career as a talk show host doing issues on the weekend on a rock station in L.A., and I modeled what I did after Alex Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of people. Everybody stands on the shoulders of somebody else. If you were to talk to Barry Farber or Barry Gray or Alex Bennett or you know, Jerry Williams and say, what were your influences? They'll tell you names from people that were doing this kind of thing even before we called it talk radio.
Right.
As a matter of fact, radio started as talk radio. Mm-hmm. The idea of playing music on radio came after the first thing people did was they had conversations on radio.
Or shows featuring radio stars that didn't have anything to do with music. It was the dramas that were on. It was all spoken word stuff, though.
Right.
And then
Orson Welles, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly. Then the music came. There was live performance in the 30s and 40s, and then music that was recorded came mostly after World War II is when it became, you know, important on the radio. And certainly once the mid-50s came around and rock presented itself, it was a whole another maturation point,
right,
if you will, in the history.
There was a point. There was a point where playing records on the radio was considered to be a radical idea and a result of automation destroying the art. And the musician unions were outraged at the idea that people would play records on radio because that was the end of the orchestra. Every radio station had a giant studio where they put a band, an orchestra. You had live musicians playing, and they were getting paid. And then all of a sudden, somebody came along and they called it the make-believe ballroom, meaning that we're going to play records, but we're going to act like there's a
William
band here.
William B. Williams.
It was Martin Block in New York.
Block started it, right.
And a fellow in L.A. called Al Jarvis, who really was the first to use the term make-believe ballroom. Mm-hmm. All very interesting how the relationship between art and technology, as technology evolves, we have new sociology and new art. And the day is going to come when people consider playing instruments on computers to be art.
Oh, that, by the way, speaking of that, one of the compliments I got from a producer, a well-known producer that we work with, was he was giving you plaudits because in the song that we played in the last half hour, I Know You're Real, you apparently used real violinists and real instruments and not
absolutely
the artificial stuff. And that's...
In the era of Zoom, we had a horn section and a string section.
Very good. Michael Harrison, in a moment, what's going on with Michael in the interview after these words, 45 past the hour. On the people list this week, from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, first full week of May, number 10 is Kevin McCarthy, a lot of politicians, but that's pretty usual. Ron DeSantis, number 9, the Gates family, Bill and Melinda, number 8, they aren't politicians. Well, maybe kind of they are a little. Harris is 7, Gavin Newsom is 6, Giuliani is 5, Liz Cheney is 4, Mark Zuckerberg is another beauty, number 3, Donald Trump, in the list for the first time in a while. Lots of hoopla about him and what's going on. The Arizona audit, I think, has caused there to be a lot of discussion among the right-wing radio stations about Donald Trump, and therefore he's in the number 2 position, bested only by his the replacement for Mr. Trump, and that's Mr. Biden. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. You got that whole story? Thank you very much. The story and the people list from the folks at Talkers Magazine, so you have it officially in order in case we miss it at some point during the broadcast.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number 1 HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the one of the two charts that Talkers does every week, the story list. This is for the week of May 7th, or rather the 3rd to the 7th. At number 10, the discussion that goes on about the Chauvin trial and what the ancillary things are that go with that, police reform, race relations, all tied to that, will there be a new trial? Number 9, the Arizona audit and voting things. Number 8, the economy and the stimulus. Number 7, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 6, the investigation of the insurrection in the Capitol. Number 5, the recall of Governor Newsom, boob that he is. Rudy Giuliani is at 4 in the investigation about him. Liz Cheney's party politic problem at 3. Facebook and the oversight thing, number 2, and COVID is number 1 this week on the countdown.
All right, so Michael Harrison does his weekly interview. This week you have a fellow from Memphis. What's the story?
His name is Todd Starnes. He's an entrepreneur. He bought a radio station in Memphis, and he also is a nationally syndicated talk show host. Some people may remember him from Fox News Radio and the Fox News Channel. He's a conservative. He's evangelical. He's controversial, but he's a really good guy, very interesting, and it's mhinterview.com. And that's it.
Is he buying other stations? Is he doing other radio stations? Or is this
right now he's concentrating on the task of running one big independent station.
KWAM in Memphis.
Yeah.
And
he's
good
doing
station.
A job.
I remember being on that station.
Well, you've been on almost every station. You have a glorious career. Hey, Doug, thank you for the
song. Michael.
And thank you for everything.
10 before the hour.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. That's funding for small businesses.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365RZ track mower, built for taking it easy. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff, because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Z300 for more.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We continue now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the professor of law at Bentley University, and that's where he comes in here. Also has had a lot of experience as a talk radio personality, does a lot of guesting on programs because of his expertise in all kinds of things, including how to protect you from the dangers of scams and the things that go on in our country that rip you off, identity theft, et cetera, et cetera. But I have him come in to talk about some of the legal implications of stories that have been put together by Talkers Magazine, including number four this week, Rudy Giuliani. Well, I don't know if so much it plays into him, but Trump's legal problems, I don't know if there's even a new wrinkle here. It just seems Trump wasn't even on the people list in the past month or so. Now he's back because of this and that stuff with Facebook. So what do you make of all of this?
Well, if you start off with Giuliani, you know, there are certain issues that did legitimately come up about Giuliani being a worker in regard to the Ukraine and a lobbyist and not registering. And so there are some legitimate legal questions there. But, you know, one has to wonder if this is, you know, a typical prosecutorial kind of venture, which is you get the lower guys to flip on the bigger guy and get him to get Giuliani to roll over on Trump. So we'll have to see, you know, what this happens. But there does seem to be some fire there, not just smoke.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Okay, and speaking of that, as long as we're on to the Trump thing, number six has to do with the Trump-Mueller memo that Barr wrote, the former attorney general. You'd think this stuff would go away. For God's sakes, Trump hasn't been president for 6 months or almost 6 months. So why is this stuff still floating around? Is it just people just want to get Trump and get all those people that were a part of it? Let's, you know, can we move on, I guess, is the question.
Well, perhaps. But then again, there are legitimate questions about possible legal violations that Trump did as president that for which he could not be held accountable while he was president. So it is legitimate to look into these things. This one's very interesting because it comes from the Freedom of Information Act, which is a terrific law that has led to a lot of really good things. For instance, the Veterans Administration for years denied that Agent Orange had anything to do with some of the neurological illnesses.
Yeah.
I've got a good friend who fought in Vietnam, is now 100% disabled from that. And for years, the VA just did nothing for him until reporters and investigative reporters were able to get the information from the government through the Freedom of Information Act showing that this was known to the government. So here what they're talking about is, you may remember, Barr didn't release the report indicating that he just was going to give his summary and it was attorney-client privilege. That really doesn't necessarily apply. And so there have been reporters have asked for this to be released. The government is rejecting this. So this will now go to a judge. A judge will make the decision on it. It will be appealed up to the Supreme Court, and it'll be interesting to see how political the Supreme Court is on this issue. But Freedom of Information Act, which is at the core of this, which brings about greater transparency as far as what government is doing, whether it's Republican, Democrat, or whatever, is a really good thing.
The business with the voting laws, the audit in Arizona, that's a legal can of worms if I've run into one in the past year, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the idea of a private recount there, you talk about letting the things go. It has gone through all of the legal recounts, the votes, and, you know, this is the big thing right now, that some of the Trumpies are still alleging that the election was stolen, that there were violations, and quite frankly, Republicans and Democrats in positions of power to look at this have said no. So, this is going to take a long time to play out.
All right, we have a few seconds left. The relationship we have with Russia, number seven, the Biden administration, Russians have 80,000 troops on the border with Ukraine. And is there an international law that says you can't do this, get out of there?
There is, but Russia certainly isn't abiding by it. No. I do think they will back down with pressure from the United States and NATO.
Let's hope. All right, we need another hotspot, like we need another boil on our you-know-what. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, law professor, a lawyer, and a leading expert in lots of different things, great expertise, great thoughts. We're happy to have him here on this week and every week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. We're paying a little more at the pump this week.
It is an increase of 6 cents per gallon over the two-week period to 302 per gallon for regular nationally. That is $1.05. Above what it was 1 year ago.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the increase came as the costs of crude oil and ethanol also rose. The publisher of the Lundberg survey found the highest price, $4.16 in the San Francisco Bay Area, the lowest in Baton Rouge at $2.55, and those driving a diesel are paying 2 cents more at $3.16 a gallon. A man has been shot to death at the Vancouver International Airport in what authorities say appears to be a gang-related incident. Royal Canadian Mounted Police say officers intercepted a suspected getaway vehicle Sunday and was shot at from the car. Police say an unspecified number of suspects escaped. No officers were injured. There were and have been a string of shootings in the Vancouver area over the last several days, including two separate daytime shooting deaths in busy shopping malls. Police say both were targeted killings. One of the victims was a prison corrections officer. The Biden administration says an all-hands-on-deck effort is underway to restore operations at a major U.S. pipeline following a cyber extortion attempt.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said she will work very vigorously with the Homeland Security Department to address the problem, calling it a top priority for the administration. She told CBS's Face the Nation that U.S. officials also are working with the company, state, and local officials to restore operations and avoid disruptions in the energy supply. Colonial Pipeline delivers roughly 45% of fuel consumed on the East Coast. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Scotland's leader told British Prime Minister Boris Johnson a second independence referendum is a matter of when, not if. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
That Chinese rocket finally came crashing back to Earth in the Indian Ocean about 10 o'clock Beijing time Sunday. That according to the country's official news agency.
China's space agency said a core segment of its biggest rocket re-entered Earth's atmosphere above the Maldives, and most of it burned up early because of the uncontrolled re-entry of the 23-ton, 10-story tall rocket. Harvard astrophysicist Jonathan McDowell tweeted, an ocean reentry was always statistically the most likely. It appears China won its gamble, but it was still reckless. The Chinese rocket carried the main module of the country's first permanent space station into orbit on April 29th. I'm Julie Walker.
The Global Citizen fundraising concert over the weekend advocating the importance of vaccine equity pulled in $302 million. More breaking news and more analysis, both can be found at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Legislation that would add so-called sexual orientation and gender identity to the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is running aground in the Senate.
The effort seems to be partly knocked off course by the nationwide conservative push to ban boys from competing as girls in women's athletics that has swept state legislatures and now spilled into the halls of Congress. GOP Senator Ted Cruz of Texas said the House-passed legislation would, in effect, repeal Title IX by making it easier for transgender women to play on girls' teams. Senator Cindy Hyde Smith of Missouri said that allowing male-bodied athletes to compete against females would totally undermine girls' basketball. Representative Vicki Hartzler of Missouri said the bill would decimate female athletic competition. Patrick Frost reporting.
Some 911 calls will soon be sent to mental health professionals instead of Baltimore police under a new diversion program beginning next month. It'll connect people to the care they need and allow police to focus on combating violence. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Over 50 years.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
How's your Clyde? I hope it's well as we have a foray into what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's our weekly overview, the DJV crowd, including me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, looking at the stories, the top 10 items from the charts created by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You'll find the list at Talkers and Talkers.com and also the DJV show our various connections to social media. Let's do the people list first, lady, shall we? Kevin McCarthy is at number 10. What do we need to know about him, Jennifer?
Well, the reason he's probably on the list is the story with Liz Cheney this week, which is whether or not she is going to keep her position as one of the top leaders in the House for Republicans. She's a conference chair right now, the number three most powerful Republican in Congress, and it looks like she's resigned herself to the fact that she is not going to be carrying that position much longer. They're going to vote on that next week. Kevin McCarthy was captured on a hot mic saying that he had kind of lost faith and confidence in her, and that means
that just because she doesn't like Trump. Just because she doesn't like Trump. That's all.
We talked about this all week long. Not just about that. It's about you're going into an election year where Republicans are poised to retake control of the House. If they don't, it will be a big loss and disappointment for the Republican conference, not just the Congress. And so you need someone who is capturing the will of most Republican voters. And most Republican voters, no matter how they feel about President Trump, liked the America First agenda that he had. And so most Congress people feel that that is what they are going to use to win re-election or to win office in 2022. Liz Cheney does not agree with that. So should she be in the leadership of the party in an election year if she doesn't agree with what the bulk of the candidates and the bulk of Republicans in the country, just look at the polling, support. And I think it really does come down to that more than anything else. She can say whatever she wants, and all she has to do is answer to her constituents.
Number four on the list of people is Ms. Cheney, and her situation in the party is number three overall in the story list from Talkers Magazine. Also, other Republicans on the list, number nine, Ron DeSantis. Weren't the two of them being talked about as possible president and vice presidential candidates in 2024? Did I get
Ron
that right
DeSantis
or wrong?
Is being tossed around as a possible running mate if President Trump will run again in 2024, or if not, as a presidential candidate himself. And again, the reason he's on the list is not because of that. He's had an extremely incredible week, I think, for most people who are conservatives. He passed an election integrity law, which was huge this week. He signed a state's budget, and in doing so gave $1,000 bonuses to all the first responders because of their work for during the COVID pandemic. So everybody got $1,000 because there was a surplus in the budget. And so instead of putting that back into the government, he gave it to people who had been called on to go above and beyond their call of duty during the last year.
All right. So that may tie into number eight on the story list, which is an overall view of the economy. The reason I put them together, ladies, is because I think there's a lot of concern among people who really understand how things are working, and that's a problem because a lot of people don't, as to how much money has gone into the system, into our economy, that is basically funny money. It's paper that's been printed that has nothing to back it up, but yet the economy is sort of humming along because the infrastructure of our country, in part, is so bad that there has to be a way to fix it. And so this is a good way to stimulate the economy without thinking about where the money comes from. I think that's really kind of what it is. Yes, no, anybody agree or disagree with my observation on that?
I don't disagree with your observation. I would add that the reason I think that these things are trending this week in such a high position on the list of topics is because the Biden administration has been out there. Both the president and the vice president and a lot of their surrogates have been out in places. The president was in Louisiana, Pennsylvania. The vice president's been all over the place, everywhere but the border, and talking about the infrastructure. Sorry, let me just slip that in. It's just
I know you. Right.
But they've been trying to pitch this infrastructure plan, which they say is just not about roads and bridges anymore. And the president has been given some Pinocchios from the Washington Post because he's been out and he continues to double down on this story that if they pass the infrastructure plan, which is probably going to cost somewhere near $4 trillion. And when you say people don't understand, I will tell you I can't even understand what $4 trillion looks like because there's a lot of zeros.
Funny money. I just said it's like fun. Nobody gets it because it's funny money.
But it's a lot of money, and we're already in debt. And if China stops buying our debt, then what happens to the United States? We're totally bankrupt. Right now, we're just at best on the line to China. But one of the criticisms is that, and this is not a this is a political criticism from the group that's lobbing it at Biden, but it is a non-political organization, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, which is not Democrat, it is not Republican, it simply reviews policy. And according to this policy, raising the corporate tax amount, as Biden has suggested, raising the money on the rich is what he likes to call it, but it's corporate taxes, and that happens to small businesses as well as big businesses. 70% of that money finds its way to be tacked onto the middle class, whether it's in ownership of these little businesses or the price
yep.
that gets passed on. So 70% of that money goes to the middle class, not taxing
that.
The rich. But it's also the other big lie is that Biden's out there saying that 16 or 17 million jobs will be created by this plan. All of the, again, non-political organizations have confirmed multiple times that there will be 2 million jobs created by this plan, not 16 million, and yet the administration keeps perpetuating that lie, even though non-political organizations have been tampering.
The word lie always bothers me because I think maybe it's just my bringing up. It's a very difficult word for me to swallow, especially when you talk about politicians. I don't know, made the story up or something, but that's not really why I wanted to jump in. Because I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do the weekly American Family Farmer Show. You can find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and the program on many of the same stations that carry this program. The people who are in agriculture, the way of life, you know, it's not work, it's a way of life. And the farms that people live on operate because there are, I was on a farm this week, been in the same family for 287 years. It's really fabulous. And the farm goes on. The farmer's daughter and her husband are working on the farm. So there are how many generations? Who knows? But the next generation of farmers are really facing a couple of severe challenges. The proposal that's now been floated is called the STEP program, the Sensible Taxation and Equity Promotion, is anything but sensible, and it sure as hell has no equity attached to it. And this is the kind of stuff, the disingenuous crap that comes out of politicians. The act would eliminate the stepped-up basis, the tax provision, if you will, the capital gains taxes that happen at death that protect farms and farm families. There are a lot of complicated tax issues that are tied to this. Most people don't understand what Biden's talking about. So the bottom line with this particular part that I have issue with is when you pass away, your children would normally inherit the farm. But that's the way it is now. The value of the farm is set pretty much at the time you die, the inheritance. When you say you're going to give it to your children, okay, here's what it's worth there. So if the children choose to sell, they have capital gains taxes on the increase in the value. But if they choose to stay on the farm and work on it under the new proposal, they'd still have to pay, they'd be forced to pay taxes on the appreciation. It becomes complicated, but the bottom line is that if you have a 200-acre, I have 114 acres, let's see how many, about 140 acres of land that I own. So that would cost, according to the proposal that's here right now, my children, if they didn't want to keep it going, $149,000. If they didn't have it, the government would take the land. That's basically it, the death tax. And I strenuously object to this. This is an outrageous incursion. What the hell are these people thinking? Where do they think our food's going to come from? Where do you think the...
Well, and I don't know if you had a chance to hear about the other kind of, I don't want to call it a scandal, but it's a lawsuit from a farmer in Wisconsin. There are a group of five farmers who have jumped on to sue the Biden administration over the American Rescue Plan because it's supposed to provide aid to socially disadvantaged farmers. Well,
black
this one
farmers,
guy,
mostly.
Well, socially disadvantaged for the Biden administration apparently means the color of your skin.
Yeah.
And so Adam Faust, who is a farmer who's disabled and has been a farmer for his life and working around his disability, he and five other people got together to sue the administration saying, well, if you're talking about socially disadvantaged farmers, here I am, but because of the color of his skin, he can't get
it.
Yep.
That's what he's claiming,
access.
But the administration responded and said that it is for socially disadvantaged. It has nothing to do with it. With
all the PR,
law.
Though,
but,
that comes out
I mean,
in all the farm journals, Victoria, all says black farmers.
Why do we, yeah, why do
National Farmers Union, it's all about black farmers. Excuse me, go ahead.
I guess I just don't know why we combat the idea of racism with more racism, because when it sounds pretty racist to me when someone says, well, you can apply for this plan if you're black, brown, or whatever.
I can't apply for it. I tried applying for it, and I didn't fit into the economic viability of the
proposal.
But
that's not because you were white. That's the economic viability that you didn't qualify for.
No, I didn't qualify. They said I came back. Yeah, but it said in the response that I got from the SBA that I wasn't in an economically deprived area, i.e., I didn't live in an area where there were a lot of racial disparities. That's the best way I can put it, summarizing it. Anyway, so it's something to think about. A lot of things here on the story list. The charts for the week of May 3rd to the 7th are in our focus. It's 18 after the hour. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out too. It's toploss.com, TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout. Calitrin, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at cbcapital.com/radio.
Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, into the trending portion of the countdown of the overview of the hot hits this week in talk radio, courtesy of the folks who work at Talkers Magazine. Also, Jay Kirshner, who follows the trending items for us on the DJV program, things that are on people's minds. This would be a subset of a story that's been followed by a lot of people this week. It's not political, but it is going to be interesting. As we put this program together, Elon Musk has not appeared on SNL, but there's been a lot of controversy during the week, comments from people who work on the program, who are lucky to have a job. They ought to keep their mouths shut. That would be the way. That's what I'd say to them, especially since he seems to be having a good time during the week. And he said it was, what did he say, Jay? It was awesome.
Yeah, everyone's being nice. And those SNL cast members who have put something on social media, either in response to something Elon Musk had said or just in terms of him coming onto the show, have all been deleted.
Oh, good. Because they were told to?
Lauren Michaels runs a tight ship.
Yeah.
He's not tolerating anything.
Well, he shouldn't. I mean, these people are lucky. Most of them, they're not that funny and they're not that good. They're lucky to have a job. Miley Cyrus will be on the program. That'll be kind of interesting. Oh, this is sort of it's an up and a down because many of you will listen to this program after the show is over and you will have had a clue as to why there was so much talk about it. But anyway, it's an interesting sidelight. All right, what else is trending that has become very important this week? What do we have that in terms of that fight between Floyd Mayweather and Jake Paul?
It's Jake's brother Logan is who the fight is going to be happening with. But during the press conference, Jake Paul got into an altercation with Floyd Mayweather and took the hat off of his head. Isn't the fighter. Logan's the fighter. So Jake took the hat off of his head. Melee ensued. Jake Paul ends up with a black eye.
I just knock him out.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jake Paul ended up with a black eye. People were saying Floyd gave him the black eye. Jake is saying that somebody on the security team. But who cares? Jake Paul and Logan Paul are a cancer on society. Like, people should knock them out.
I think so, too.
Goodbye. All right, so we have a lot of feedback on Facebook and our other social media. You can find us on Twitter at DJV Show, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what are some of the listeners saying about what we either have posted or some of the questions you put forth there, Jay?
The big one is Trump and Facebook. Should the ban be permanent or not? And if so, should the guidelines follow other people?
Which, by the way, is number two on the countdown this week.
Maureen Hobbs says this is dangerous because it's not just Trump. He did not incite a riot, and as so many others have been mentioning, what about Maxine Waters? That's who some people have been mentioning as well. They should be banned, but should be banned for clearly calling out violence. Hinoka Chimera says, LOL, Trump should have never been banned whatsoever. I like what Johnny Powell said. If a person makes a habit of deliberately lying or spreading things that are not accurate, then there should be three layers of punishment. Number one, 30-day suspension. Number two, 1-year suspension. Number three, permanent ban period for any and all individuals.
But that is exactly what happened, and that's why Trump was banned, because he warned and flagged, so that is why.
But it's not. But
the question is, why are they warning and flagging some, right?
It should be everybody. If they have certain rules, then everybody should have to be following those rules.
When Elizabeth Warren comes to, a quasi-defense of President Trump, you know that there is something going on. Elizabeth Warren says, I don't miss him on Twitter. I don't like him. But I think that big tech needs to be broken up. And that's what and that's what Republicans should be doing, too, is wanting to break this up. This is what they did with the railroads. They should be doing it with big tech.
They've done it with a lot of different things. There are like AT&T. Remember, you probably don't remember that, but I do. They broke that all up. Coming up in the next half hour of our countdown, a focus on the divorce of Bill and Melinda Gates. To begin with, after a few items of interest here, 28 after the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel
is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a two-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's The Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process. Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always write selfishly.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Following along with the important things being discussed on News Talk Radio this week, the DGV gang, which includes me, Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, working our way through as many of these things on the charts as we can. I said on the People list, number 8, Bill and Melinda Gates. So they decided to get divorced. But there seems to be a lot of stories being weaved into this that include her buying an island. She got a couple of $1 billion worth of stock. And apparently there was a relationship between Bill and Jeffrey Epstein. That's the latest wrinkle, Victoria, isn't it?
Well, the story that's coming out now that people are running with is that Melinda Gates was very much creeped out by Jeffrey Epstein.
I wonder why.
Didn't like him at all.
Good on
you. She and Bill stayed at Epstein's townhouse, the infamous townhouse in New York on the Upper East Side, and she said she just basically told Bill, I don't want anything to do with this guy. This is just too creepy. The reason that Bill later on had explained it, you know, when all this went down with Epstein in 2011, the first case, the reason that Epstein and Bill Gates had met was because Bill was doing fundraising for his charity, you know, the Bill Gates or the Gates Foundation or whatever they call it. And so someone had said to him, oh, you need to meet Jeffrey Epstein. He's big in philanthropy and raises a lot of money, and he knows a lot of powerful people. That's where the connection came from. And so then the same day that they were there in New York, Mayor Bloomberg, who was mayor of New York at the time, gave Bill and Melinda like a humanitarian award or whatever. And the rumor is that Bloomberg told him, stay away from that guy. So I think I think Melinda had a good instinct, and then I think Bloomberg solidified, like, all right, stay away from that Epstein guy because he's no good. Because Bloomberg, I don't really think, you know, as we all know, Bloomberg doesn't mince words.
No.
So, yeah.
Not at all. Yep. Okay.
But
so
then a lot of people kept hanging out with Epstein after, you know, long after there were warnings and people could see the writing on the wall, and there were, you know, there were still a lot of people, there's security guards who still claim that they saw Bill Clinton on that island. Even though Clinton says he used the jet once or twice or something and was never on the island.
Stay away.
I don't know.
So many of it, so much of it. I mean, once you know that, like, I don't know, normal.
Well, the Prince Andrew, it's like, he's got no explanation.
But don't you think that it's like, I mean, I think when you are willing to do the kinds of crimes that they're alleged, like, being committed against, you know, women, young girls, this, you know, whatever, ugh. That is about the ultimate quest for power, right? And getting away with something. And that probably adds to the excitement for them. So in their crazy criminal mind, maybe it doesn't matter about the warnings. It doesn't matter because that's part of the excitement of not getting caught. I mean, is that part of that predator mindset maybe? Ugh.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right. The next, the number 7, number 6, all Californians, Kamala Harris. I'm not one who wants to spend much time talking about her. The Gavin Newsom, Caitlyn Jenner position here. Jennifer, you want to update us on the latest in the recall and who else is running for governor for that spot beside Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, so the recall is moving forward in the state of California against Gavin Newsom. And the effort that was against in the recall Gavin 2020 effort, which started with 3 guys and went to the grassroots. You know, a lot of people think that this was like a big party action. The Republican Party in California, and this is a huge criticism against them, had nothing to do with this. I mean, this was all the grassroots. And so it should be commended because they did an incredible job collecting signatures. They got 1.7 million signatures that were certified. They only needed, they needed just under 1.5 million signatures to trigger a recall. So now it looks like the election will happen at the end of October, the beginning of November. Many people might think it might be November 2nd. And there'll be 2 questions on the ballot. Yes or no to recall Gavin Newsom. And then number 2, if you vote yes, who would you like like to replace Gavin Newsom. And so a lot of people are jumping in.
Or they're like,
no, it'll be a whole list. Like, it'll be, and probably, probably Victoria by the
Caitlyn Jenner.
150. 150 people, probably. Yeah. No doubt.
I hope it's on alphabetical for Caitlyn.
Well, it's cheap in the way that if you apply, the stipulations are much lower to run for governor than to run for Congress or something else like that. So it's like $5,000. That's all it takes to get on the ballot and a few signatures. I mean, you have to get signatures and about $5,000, and that's it. So a lot of people, like porn stars, are running. Angeline, who's known as like this lady who drives around in a pink Corvette. She's 71 years old now. She had billboards all over Hollywood. Doug, you probably know of her. She's running for governor. Mary Carey is the porn star who's running for governor. So it's easy to get in, and there's going to be a large field. But the biggest names probably right now that are declared, Caitlyn Jenner, obviously, John Cox, and Kevin Faulkner. Kevin Faulkner, former mayor of San Diego. John Cox ran against Gavin Newsom in 2018, and obviously Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, and the Kardashian fame, right? And Caitlyn probably made the most news
name recognition
this week when she did. Yeah, a full-hour interview with Hannity. And for a lot of Californians, she just spoke common sense. People have been comparing her to Reagan. Because remember, Reagan was governor of California. And
he'd roll over in his grave.
I mean, truly, I mean, honest to God, if the election were held today, I'd vote to recall Gavin, and I would vote for Caitlyn Jenner. Because she's the one who has at least, I think, identified the problems more effectively than some of the others. John Cox has been traveling California with a bear all week.
The bear guy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's become very gimmicky. I mean,
surprised PETA hasn't gone after him.
Yeah, a gigantic Kodiak bear who at events sits there and licks himself while John Cox is giving speeches.
Okay, let's keep moving along.
It's all fun and games until the bear mauls someone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, all these people, like on Groundhog Day, they're reaching their head trying to pull the groundhog out. I mean, someday someone's going to get maimed, and it's, you know, I don't know.
All right, number five, speaking of people getting maimed, Rudy is on the list, the story list at number four, people list number five. I don't know if there's any really different info this week. We talked a lot about him last week, but what's new about Giuliani this week?
The only thing I saw this week is that he wants Trump to pay for his legal bills. That's not going to happen.
Well, Trump hasn't paid him for the stuff he owed him, apparently.
But he also, for the new legal bills, the new stuff.
Yeah, they're loyal to each other, though. Both Trump and Giuliani came out and gave some love to each other this week. But Giuliani spoke out about the raid on his house and on his business this week. And what he said is that when the FBI, he was ready. When he walked in, he was like very cooperative. He's like, yeah, guys, come on in. Here's everything I've got. And so then on his desk, there was a hard drive, and it was Hunter Biden's hard drive, or at least that's what Rudy Giuliani says. He tells the FBI agents that are there, here's Hunter Biden's hard drive. Would you like to take that with you? And they're like, no,
but
we don't
want
that.
But no one can corroborate that he said that, and everyone has come out saying that that never happened. So it's
funny,
Rudy who was drunk and went on Tucker Carlson and told that story, but
I don't know.
Rudy's
drunk,
credibility.
But he's told the story.
Rudy's always drunk.
He's told the story over and over again, but the point is, the way he tells it, and if you want to believe him or not, he said that the FBI, he just said, hey, here's, I mean, it could have had anything. It could have had the smoking gun that everybody's looking for, and the FBI, like, walks out because it's Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, come on.
All right.
I don't believe Rudy. Sorry.
Number,
I do.
Let's see. Number three on the list of people, and actually number two on the story list, concerns Mark Zuckerberg and the Facebook Oversight Board, with this is a focus on Trump, like the Arizona audit was number nine. So Trump's still around. That's why he's number two on the people list. Or he's back. I shouldn't say he's still around. Back in the focus. So what is the significance, Victoria, of the Zuckerberg input this week to his oversight board? It looks kind of, he's talking about creepy, crawly creatures.
The bottom line is, you know, the board, Zuckerberg put this board, advisory board in place so that he wouldn't have to make hard decisions. And the board, it backfired. The board threw it back at him and said, look, you know, sorry, but you're going to have to, your name is going to be stuck to this. Your fingerprint will be on it. So he's got 6 months to come up with an answer and a plan. We'll see what happens. It's, this may just be punted back and forth. Who knows? The advisory board doesn't have any actual regulatory power, so all they can do is just advise. And so, we'll see where it goes. But essentially, they advised him that he needs to come up with a solid plan, and then he has to distribute that equally. Every single offender must be treated equally. That was what their recommendation was, which
equal
I think everyone can agree with.
In the eyes of the law.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of one of the two charts that Talkers does every week, the story list. This is for the week of May 7th, or rather the 3rd to the 7th. At number 10, the discussion that goes on about the Chauvin trial and what the ancillary things are that go with that, police reform, race relations, all tied to that. Will there be a new trial? Number 9, the Arizona audit and voting things. Number 8, the economy and the stimulus. Number 7, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 6, the investigation of the insurrection in the Capitol. Number 5, the recall of Governor Newsom, boob that he is. Rudy Giuliani is at 4 in the investigation about him. Liz Cheney's party politic problem at 3. Facebook and the oversight thing, number 2. All right, coming up, number 1 this week, all kinds of things connected to COVID, the vaccines, the variants, where it's good and where it's bad, what happened to states that have lifted the COVID rules already, in our focus next year on the Talk Radio Review. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list this week, from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, first full week of May, number 10 is Kevin McCarthy. A lot of politicians, but that's pretty usual. Ron DeSantis, number 9. The Gates family, Bill and Melinda, number 8, they aren't politicians. Well, maybe kind of they are a little. Harris is 7, Gavin Newsom is 6, Giuliani is 5, Liz Cheney is 4, Mark Zuckerberg is another beauty, number 3, Donald Trump, in the list for the first time in a while. Lots of hoopla about him and what's going on. The Arizona audit, I think, has caused there to be a lot of discussion among the right-wing radio stations about Donald Trump, and therefore he's in the number 2 position, bested only by his the replacement for Mr. Trump, and that's Mr. Biden. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. You got that whole story? Thank you very much. The story and the people list from the folks at Talkers Magazine, so you have it officially in order in case we miss it at some point during the broadcast.
All right, if you were looking at the classified ads and wondered where to get your vaccine, why don't you have to do that. Sooner or later, it'll be bootlegged, and somebody will be, I have an extra supply of vaccine. You want to come over to my house and get a shot? One of the things.
Is it a problem anymore? I mean, they're closing the mass sites in California for the most part.
Yeah, they are here, too.
Now the drugstores and stuff are just giving
it. Doing it.
And doctor's offices,
So there's a greater question here with the states lifting the COVID rules and what's going on. Looking back over the past year and how consumer behaviors have changed, have shifted, if you will, I guess it may be time, maybe it's a little early, but a time for us to reflect on what's happened. How have we changed? Look at how Facebook has changed in impact in our lives, Jay, and Amazon and Apple, and the way we use the radio and the way we use podcasts.
Zoom.
Zoom. Right.
Who even talked about Zoom before the
pandemic?
No one.
Yeah. One of the things that troubles me is it's a Chinese company, but here we go again with that. But I think it's time to get closer to where we're going, what people feel comfortable doing. I know that if you go to try to book an air flight anywhere, you'll find it's pretty much the way it was a year and a half ago. You're lucky to find a seat because even though they're adding trips and routes, you see that with all the major legacy airlines. They're adding trips to here and there, mostly domestic, not international. There's not a lot of international travel right now. That's why you see larger planes being used from some of the hub points. I know American is using a lot of the international fleet, 777s to bring people from New York to L.A. and Dallas to L.A. and Miami to L.A. because they're there. Might as well use them. And so, you know, you get a better ride, I guess, bottom line. But yeah, it's one of the things that's happened as a result of COVID. But, you know, you think about what has, you know, how has it impacted us personally and generally speaking? The variants, I think, are the big thing at the moment. Aren't they, ladies, really what people are wondering? Do I have a vaccine that's going to protect me against the variants? And, Victoria, you were talking
about
that
earlier. And how long is the vaccine going to protect us? You know, we all, I think everybody knows that we're going to need some sort of booster. And when does that run out? And so the latest data shows that Pfizer, at least 6 to 8 months after the second shot, you're still good. And that it's actually 90% effective against the variants, which is really good news. Moderna is working already on their booster shot. Pfizer seems to be taking a different approach. They're working on a pill, which I think would be a lot better.
Great.
Than trying to get people to have another shot and lining up again and all that stuff. So, I just hope that, you know, I don't like fear-based thinking. I agree with you on that. But my concern is that I hope we don't hit, you know, September, October, people still think they're covered when they're not, and then they're not getting the booster. And then we've got another surge, and we're right back to where we were, back, you know, last fall. I hope that doesn't happen.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of tension around that for sure. And so we'll see kind of where it all shakes out. All right, ladies, thank you. That was good. Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen from the DJV program, an overview of the lists from Talkers Magazine this week. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Deep down, you knew it was coming, and you know there's nothing you can do to stop it. And now, it's here.
Tax-mageddon!
Federal debt now exceeds the size of the entire economy, and Congress continues to spend like drunken sailors. Taxes are going up, and your retirement savings are going to be taxed to smithereens. But there's one proven time-tested strategy that lets you legally pay zero taxes on your hard-earned retirement money. And you can learn all about it in a free report from Bank on Yourself. Get it now at LegallyPayZeroTax.com. This strategy also grows your wealth safely and predictably every year, even when the market tanks. And it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Yes, you can protect your money from the next stock market crash and from
Tax-mageddon.
To get this free report and save your retirement, visit LegallyPayZeroTax.com today. That's LegallyPayZeroTax.com. LegallyPayZeroTax.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the DJV program. It's time for us to check the top five items from the world of technology this week. So Victoria Keelan is here to do that. And we'll start with number five, which is the focus on those Peloton bikes.
Yep, the treadmills. The bikes are okay. The treadmills, not so much. Peloton recalled their Tread Plus treadmills this week, saying that 125,000 treadmills are included in this recall. And this comes from after the several weeks of fighting back and forth with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The commission wanted these treadmills to be recalled immediately and taken off the website and returned to the company if people had them still. So Peloton really fought back, which was an unusual thing to do. Typically, when the commission goes after a product, the companies give in right away. Peloton didn't. Then they made a statement this week after the recall, saying that from the CEO, saying, "I want to be clear, we made a mistake in our initial response. We should have engaged more productively with them from the outset. They apologize." Turns out that these $4,295 treadmills, as well as the, they're not cheap, as well as the cheaper version, which is sold in other countries, they both have been pulled from the website. And it's unfortunately, some kids have been injured. 39 incidents were that we knew of. It turns out it's actually 70 incidents, including pets and objects and children being injured. So if you have one of these, go to the website and figure out how to get rid of it, because they're going to have to probably redesign the whole thing. It sucks people and things underneath it. That's how that young child died.
Sorry for that. Number four, a focus on updates at Apple.
Yeah, this was the week of updates and security patches, as you'll hear as we go through the list. But if you own a Mac, an iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch, you should do the update as soon as you possibly can, because it patches a pretty big security flaw that Apple says may have already been actively exploited. That's a nice way of saying hacked. The updates contained in the iOS 14.5.1 and Mac OS 11.3.1, they will fix this security breach. And essentially, this breach was pretty big, and this doesn't often happen with Apple, but this one was really big, and it lets anybody who hacks into your device have complete control of your device. So if you have an older Apple device, like an iPhone 5 or 6, or an older iPad Air, they also released a patch for that. So just make sure that you're really up to date with everything, because it is important.
All right, number three, Dell. We don't have that name too much. It's a big computer company.
Dell has released a security patch that fixes a vulnerability that affects Dell computers going all the way back to the year 2009. That's how many computers are involved in this. This is huge. So if you have a Dell computer, most likely you will need to do this update. This is a firmware update, and it allows, and the vulnerability allows an attacker, once again, to gain full permissions in Windows. So if you have a Dell computer, even the newer ones, they're brand new models from 2020 that are included in this. So the list of models is 200 and something different models affected from Dell. So just make sure you go to the Dell page. They have all the instructions there on how to manually do this update. It's not very involved, but it's really important.
All right, let's see here. Number two is another breach.
I'm getting tired of saying the word breach, but here we are again. Yes, someone is selling account information for 21 million customers in North America of the popular parking app called Park Mobile. So this is stolen data from this app. If you've ever parked in a, you know, a city or a municipality that has, you know, where you have to just log on to an app and pay your hourly parking, it's most likely done by Park Mobile. My stuff was breached in this as well. I'm right there with you. So the stolen data includes customer email addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, license plate numbers, passwords, and mailing addresses. So get onto the Park Mobile app and change your password immediately, because they don't really know yet what exactly was stolen, but it's not good.
All right. Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, very important number two this week on the countdown, as a matter of fact, the talkers countdown.
This was definitely the biggest tech story of the week. Facebook, the oversight board, which was designed to make some of Facebook's most difficult decisions for the company. However, on Wednesday, they punted it right back to Facebook and CEO Mark Zuckerberg. This is all whether or not Donald Trump should be allowed back on the platform. The board did say that Facebook was right to suspend him after the January 6th insurrection, but after that, there's no rule written that you have to, that you can have an indefinite ban. So they've got 6 months now, and this is all on Zuckerberg to come up with the real answer. And then they have to follow their own rules and carry it out equally to every offender.
Okay, those are the top five tech stories of the week for your listening and dancing pleasure. Now 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Consistency over violence every time. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Discipline is an absolutely critical skill for successful people to master. To learn discipline, you have to practice it. And to even know what to practice, someone has to teach you at some point. For many people, discipline has been associated with violence. If you do this, I'll hit you. And so discipline and violence became intertwined, but they don't need to be. Because just because people have associated discipline with violence doesn't mean in any way, shape, or form that you have to associate discipline with violence. In fact, the key to discipline is consistency, not violence at all. In terms of parenting, you can follow through with taking away a favorite toy for a period of time as a consequence. In terms of self-discipline, you can resist the urge to feel it necessary to get everything you want. In both cases, consistent consequences are the key, not violence at all. For more on discipline, visit drchristianconti.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostro. The shutdown of a vital U.S. pipeline because of a ransomware attack stretched into a third day Sunday, with the Biden administration saying that an all-hands-on-deck effort is underway to restore operations and avoid disruptions in gasoline supply. But fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the geographic integrating of the nation's fuel markets means the shutdown of the pipeline will not be limited to the East Coast.
When the spot market, for example, jumps on news of a change or an upcoming change, up or down, this will impact wholesale prices, at least some channel of wholesale prices, right away. So the impact will not be, cannot be limited just to the drop-off points from the Colonial Pipeline.
Sources say the cyber extortion attempt that forced the shutdown of the vital U.S. pipeline was carried out by a criminal gang known as the Dark Side. Cultivates a Robin Hood image of stealing from corporations and giving a cut to charity. Death toll has now soared to 50 in a school bombing in Afghanistan's capital.
As well as the horrific number of deaths, those wounded in Saturday's attack, which took place in a mostly Shiite neighborhood, has also climbed to more than 100. Three explosions outside the school entrance struck as students were leaving for the day, with the first explosion coming from a vehicle packed with explosives. In a capital rattled by relentless bombings, Saturday's attack was among the worst. Criticism has mounted over a lack of security and growing fears of even more violence as the US and NATO complete a withdrawal. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of Paris and other French cities Sunday, calling for more ambitious measures in the fight against climate change. The nationwide protests came after the lower house of the approved a climate bill. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A petition to stop the Tokyo Olympics is gaining momentum.
With the Tokyo Olympics set to begin in less than 3 months, an online petition calling for the Olympics to be canceled is gathering steam. In only a few days, the petition has gathered over 200,000 signatures from Tokyo residents concerned about holding the Games during a pandemic.
Ken Lorman reports the Olympics are due to open July 23rd. An investigative report by British media says Queen Elizabeth II's cousin, Prince Michael of Kent, was willing to use his royal status for personal profit and seek favors from Russia's President Vladimir Putin. The undercover investigation saw reporters posing as investors of a fake South Korean gold company. Prince Michael allegedly told the reporters by Zoom that he would give their company his royal endorsement for a $200,000 fee. Breaking news and analysis, settownhall.com. A weekend visit at a shopping mall turned violent in the Citrus State.
A shooting at a South Florida shopping mall that was sparked by a fight between two groups of people sent panicked shoppers fleeing and left three persons injured Saturday afternoon, police and witnesses said. Live aerial TV news footage showed people scattering outside the Aventura Mall after the initial reports of gunfire. Law enforcement vehicles could be seen converging at the complex and blocking roads.
Patrick Foss reports the Aventura police say two groups of people had begun fighting before it escalated into gunfire. Six people shot dead at a birthday party in Colorado Springs this weekend before the gunman turned the weapon on himself. And in Phoenix, one person's dead, seven others wounded after a shooting at a downtown Hyatt Regency hotel. An argument between a group of people ages 18 to 22 attending an event inside the hotel escalated when more than one person started shooting. More at townhall.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
About 30 states now require attorneys to join and pay fees to a bar association that are really trade associations rather than government regulatory agencies. Now, these associations tend to lobby and advocate legal and political issues directly contrary to a Christian worldview.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of an episode of the comedy program Life with Luigi. And then later, British motion picture leading man Herbert Marshall is Ken Thurston, a.k.a. the man called X. As we resume this April 25th, 1950 episode, I believe you'll hear more of Luigi's correspondence with his mother back in Italy. Enjoy.
Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, I'ma try all over to get the $50 for the boys at gymnasium, but I'ma had no luck. I'm even thought the best idea was to go to a finance company. Outside there was a sign, we give $25 for your signature. This will look wonderful. I thought I would have signed it twice and I got a fifth of the dollars. So I went inside. Then they asked me if I'm got a bank account, if I'm have a good job, if I'm have a car, if I'm have a house. Mamma mia, if I wasn't have all those things, they would ask me if I could loan them money. But anyway, I was sitting in my antique shop thinking how I would have to make a big shame for myself when I go to the boys' club with no money. One of my daughters opened up and this comes Sandy, the newsboy.
Hello, Mr. Basco. I brought you the evening paper.
Thank you, Sandy. Here's your nickel.
Boy, Mr. Basco, we kids sure are proud of you. I bet that $50 is all you got.
Yeah, it's all I'm a got and it's all I'm a ain't a got. Sandy, how you find out I'm a giving her money?
Oh, I got it from the grapevine.
Grapevine? Sandy, you're too young to be drinking it.
Oh, that's the slang, Mr. Basco.
Sandy, what would you boys think if I'm going to give her that $50?
That's what Mr. Pasquale tried to tell us. He wanted to bet you wouldn't come through with the money. I told him maybe he wouldn't, but we could always depend on you for the do-re-mi.
Oh, no, maybe I get to the money and make a speech, but I'm not going to sing.
We're not expecting you to, but I know that comes Friday, Pasquale will be wrong, and we'll be cheering you. Uh-huh, Mr. Basco. If you make a promise, you deliver.
Uh-huh, Sandy. I'm a deliver.
So long.
Mama, man, I'm going to get the money. I'm a can't disappointed those boys. Maybe I'm going to go to the bank.
Luigi, my fellow boobie.
Oh, hello, Shushi.
Ach, Luigi, from the look in your voice, I can tell that you didn't have much luck raising the money. So even if it ain't much, I brought something to help you out. Here, $10.
$10? Sure, so where do you got it?
It's my mad money. And when my wife finds out I got it, ooh, she's going to be mad. Go ahead, Luigi, take it.
No, sure, so I couldn't.
Oh, go ahead, take
it. No, thank you.
Well, we go around once more.
No, sure, so I'm going to take
it. All right, go ahead, take your finance business somewhere else. Go to the Morris plan. See if Morris brings you the money to the house like Schultz does.
I sure see you crazy. Well, all right, I'm going to borrow the $10.
Oh, Himmel, you got a sweat blood to lend you money. Well, now, Luigi, cheer up. At least you got it to start. Now, all you have to do... What was that? Sounds like a parade. Come on outside, Luigi.
Sure, what is it, the circus?
No, Luigi, it's a carnival. It comes every year by the lake shore. Oh, what fun. You know, they got all kinds of rides and free.
Oh, yeah, we got the same thing in Italy.
Oh, they got one fella, he can touch his tongue with his nose. He can touch his feet with his nose. He can even touch his elbow with his nose.
Hey, Schultz, is this the India rubber man?
No, but he sure got a long nose.
That must have been a lot of fun at the carnival, huh, Schultz?
Oh, yeah, you know, I bring my kids there every year. They got a fighter there, the killer, and they got a standing offer to anybody in the crowd. If anybody can stay in the ring with the killer, he gets $20 a round.
Ain't they taking the chances to give away so much money?
No, Luigi, you see, they got the iodine concession. Well, I gotta go now, Luigi. I hope you get the rest of the money.
Yeah, I'm a hope so, too, and thank you, Schultz.
Goodbye, Luigi, and smile. Be like me. Always happy, huh? Always laughing. Ooh. My rheumatism is killing me.
$20 a round. Mamma mia, that's for me. If I'm going to stay 2 rounds, there's my $40. I'm going to do it. I'm strong. Even when I was a boy, when Uncle Pietro Zagotti used to kick me, I used to kick him right the back. Please, Mr. Close the door. The noises are giving me a headache.
Sensitive type. Well, I hope you brought your own aspirin.
Well, thank you. 2 rounds, $40. Luigi, you got to stand up for 2 rounds.
Well, kid, in a few minutes, you're going to meet the killer. Did you bring your trunks?
What?
Where are your trunks?
Why, am I going on a trip?
Here, put these on. I'll lend you a pair.
But I'm already wearing the pants.
Well, you got to wear these.
If I wear those, it's going to be a draft.
That's not all there's gonna be. Come on, slip them on, stupid.
All right.
You sure must need that dough awful bad.
Awful bad?
Yeah. How much do you weigh?
136.
Stripped?
Huh?
I said stripped.
What's the matter with you? When I weigh myself in the candy store, you think I'm going to take my clothes off?
Oh, brother. Well, these are your trunks. Come here, I'll slip on the gloves.
Gloves? Oh, good.
You like that, huh?
Well, sure. If my knees are going to be cold, at least my hands are going to be warm.
Watch out, watch out. Coming through with the stretcher. Here comes victim number three.
Mamma mia. That's the man on the stretcher. What's happened to him?
Nothing, nothing. He just took one too many in the bread basket.
You mean he's a stealer from the bakery?
And they wonder where the good fighters are coming from. Come on with me, dopey.
Luigi, thank goodness they got here in time.
The candy store man told us you were coming down here, Luigi.
I told you about the killer, but I didn't think you were stupid enough to want to get killed. Come on, Luigi, jump into your clothes. We are taking you home. Your
friends, don't worry about me. I'm strong.
Strong, he says. Luigi, didn't you see the killer warming up for the audience? He bit a telephone pole in half.
Yeah, Luigi, this killer is the real reason Joe Louis could fight me. Come on, take off those gloves, please.
Oh, no, that's against the rules. I'm going to wear these gloves and these trunks, and if I'm going to stay 2 rounds with a killer without stealing the bread, I'm going to collect the $40.
Oh, Luigi, are you for shimmels? You sound like you already went 10 rounds with the killer.
All right, Basco, you're next.
No, you ain't taking him. He ain't a citizen, and if you kill him, tomorrow America's got at war with Italy.
Please, Schultz. I'm going to promise the boys at the club $50, and I'm going to deliver.
He is going to deliver. All of a sudden, he's talking like a milkman. Well, what's the use? Come on, fellas. We'll stay with Luigi in his corner and pick up the pieces.
Mamma mia. That's such a funny people. They never even saw me, and already they hate me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cal Murray's most opponent from Chicago's own North Halsted Street, the killer, patron Luigi Basco.
Hey, Horowitz. Horowitz, why are they all saying a boo? They're trying to scare me?
Luigi, that's human nature. When men gather in a crowd, they like to see blood, especially if it's not their own.
Go home, Luigi, so they wouldn't see yours.
Okay, boss, go come to the center of the ring.
All right, I'm coming.
All right, two of you get together.
Hello, Mr. Killer. It's a nice weather, huh?
Shut up. Okay, Basco, now I'll give you some brief instructions.
Oh, thank you. You're going to teach me how to fight, huh?
Shut up. Now listen, Basco, I want no fouls, no holding, no elbow, no button, no open gloves, no kiss, and everything strictly according to Marcus of Queensbury rules.
Huh?
And one thing, make sure of, no rabbit punches.
Oh, don't worry, I'm going to never punch the rabbit in my life.
All right, now, before you come out, fight and shake hands.
Oh, it's nice. I'm a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Kelly.
Shake me, shake.
Okay, back in your corner, come out fighting. Ring the bell, Joe.
Now don't forget, Luigi, keep away from him.
Like this, the shirt.
Oh, don't look at me. No.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Please, mister.
What's the matter?
And instead of practicing the arithmetic, why don't you help me to get up? Now, wait a minute. Never mind. I'm stand up by myself.
Good for you, Luigi. The killer looks worried.
Yeah. He's wondering why that punch didn't kill Luigi.
Mamma mia. Every time I'm stand up, the floor is come up to meet me again.
4, 5, 6, 7. He's up.
would have been a fine if the killer would have stopped hitting at me.
Look out, Luigi!
Hey, he's a mystery! Oh, he's a no mystery.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
By the bell.
Luigi made $20.
No, wait, I go out and drag him in. Oh, that crazy little Wiener Schnitzel. Come on, Luigi.
What am I doing fighting you?
Never mind. Come into your corner. Luigi, after tonight, you don't ever have to worry about the hydrogen bomb.
Oh, Luigi, what you look like. It shouldn't happen to our dog.
It couldn't. The dog would have gone home by now.
Mamma mia. I'm going to make $20 in 3 minutes. Soon I'm going to make enough for the boys' club.
Soon you're going to make enough for a tombstone. Luigi, listen to me. There goes the bell.
Don't know what it should say.
Shut up!
Oh, I'm a failure.
Luigi, should I throw in the towel? Should I throw in the towel?
I'd throw in if you want to, but I don't think I'm got enough time to wipe for myself.
Time to take a short break. We'll be back with more of Life with Luigi right after this.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I take Garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Welcome back. This is Life with Luigi on WIN Radio Was.
One, two, three, Ooh. One, two, three. Ooh. One, two, three. Ooh.
Hey, hey, lay down, Luigi. Sounds like you're doing a conga in your sleep.
Huh? Hey, Pasquale, what am I doing in my bed?
Olson brought you home. You couldn't afford a hospital. What a stupid, a greenhorn, a boob you are. Look at you, some sight. My little cabbage head has got a cauliflower ears.
Hey, Pasquale, Pasquale, how much money am I made it tonight?
$20.
Only 20?
They're telling me you was a bouncer for 2 rounds. In the second round, they had to stop it. The crowd was getting seasick and watching you go up and down.
Only $20. I didn't get the money, and I didn't even make it the crowd happy.
What do you mean, making the crowd happy?
There was a hollering to kill him, And I didn't even get the killed.
Well, Luigi, you just can't please anybody.
You're right, Pasquale. I'm no good for anybody.
Well, Luigi, you're still good for somebody. Why don't you listen to me? Stop a fight in the life and marry Rosa.
Then I could just rest and stay out of everybody's way. Pasquale, I'm think you're right.
Luigi, you're never going to regret it. I call in Rosa right now. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, my little flyweight. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi!
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, this is a very happy day for you. Luigi's going to give you his name.
Oh, goody. Now everybody's going to call me Luigi Basco.
Hello.
Horowitz. Schultz.
Hey, Horowitz, what have you got your head all bandaged up for?
Horowitz, it was a hard accident.
Here, Luigi, here's the other $20.
No. Horowitz, you didn't.
He did. The last fighter to go with the killer. He stayed there for 3 minutes, and then he laid there for another 30.
Schultz was hiding under the ring. Every time I got knocked down, he stuck a pin in me. Did I get up? Here, take the 20.
Well, Pasquale, now I've got the money, everything is all right. Looks like I'm going to make the speech after all.
What? Listen to you, Papa Squeak. Even if you got $50, what do you think those kids are going to say about the way you got beat up? Courage and athletics. You should have talked on the 10 easy ways to commit a suicide.
You just said that because you're angry, Pasquale.
No, Luigi, don't say that. I got more news for you. The boys' club decided that you are not going to give the speech.
What?
Yeah, Pasquale's going to do it.
What do you know? Now maybe you take a few lessons from me, huh? Class is always going to tell.
They couldn't do that.
They did, Luigi.
Yeah, especially when we told them how Pasquale said he was giving it $200 for the gymnasium.
Yeah, $200! Schultz, are you joking?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Class will tell.
Luigi, what's the matter?
My rheumatism is killing me. And so, Mamma Mia, everything is turned out wonderful. The gymnasium was open, and Amma made the speech. Pasquale didn't give any money. Schultz and Horowitz was just a plain joke. But Pasquale got so sick over it, everybody was happy. He's the star of everything, and it's all come back to him. He's like Uncle Pietro always used to say. He's an ill wind that gives the people pneumonia. Well, good night, Mamma Mia. Take good care of yourself. Keep healthy. I'm going to learn an important thing this week. Good thing in life is not only courage in athletics, but it's a courage in life. Your loving son, Luigi Vasco, Little Immigrant.
The makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum advise you to listen next week at the same time when Luigi Vasco writes another letter to his Mama Vasco in Italy. Life with Luigi is produced and directed by Cy Howard and is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Dimmer. J. Carol Marsh has starred as Luigi Vasco with Alan Reeves for Squad. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Life with Luigi from April 25th, 1950. A decade later, Alan Reed was hired for his best-remembered voice acting role, cartoon character Fred Flintstone. J. Carroll Nash would also do a fair amount of television, including showing up in guest starring roles on Wagon Train, Bonanza, I Dream of Jeannie, Green Acres, and the spy parody series Get Smart. I'm Greg Bell at Exxon Wind Radio was We Take Our Espionage Seriously, as Herbert Marshall is the man called X. Be right back.
From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future. Adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds.
Hear out-of-this-world episodes from series like X-1, Suspense, and 2000+, in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection of Great Radio Science Fiction. Great Radio Science Fiction is regularly priced at $39.98, but when Radio WAS listeners can get it today for only $19.99, that's half price and get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT33.
Countdown for blast off.
Get your copy of Great Radio Science Fiction today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Alice May Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio WAS episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio WAS episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio WAS daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Imagine you had a video from a great-grandparent as they described their journey to North America. Pretty cool, right? Well, Storycatcher is an app that allows you to record those stories and capture your family history. Co-creator April Bell fills us in.
When you launch the app, you create a new story, and then you can tap on interview tips to see a variety of good questions to ask. And then we've broken that part out into some themes, so like legacy, anniversary, travel, pets. You record your storyteller speaking either to the prompt or whatever, you know, tale that you're capturing in the moment. And then right away or later, you can add photos and some screen text that help support your story, and then you can share it.
Find out more at storycatcher.app. That's storycatcher.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio WAS, where it's time for a bit of espionage. Before the break, we heard Alan Reed as Pasquale in Life with Luigi. And now the Fred Flintstone actor takes on a supporting role in this episode of A Man Called X. It's from November 16th, 1947.
You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X. Now, Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as Ken Thurston, the man called X.
Now, just why did you come here to the bureau, Mrs. Masters?
Because of my son, Mr. Thurston. He lives in Athenae, in Greece, where I come from. He write to me he's sick, a bad sick. He need medicine.
I see.
My friends tell me of a Greek business here. They will send him a wonder medicine. The name I have here.
Streptomycin. Can.
Yeah, I see, Chief, yeah.
They ask for $100. I have only a little money, but I give them. That is 2 months ago. Yesterday, I have a letter. My son is dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The letter also say medicine never arrives. I think there's something wrong, mister. So I go to company today.
What company, Mrs. Masters?
The Sedor Mercantile Company. But the man will not help. Only tell me, come here.
Hmm. What do you think, Chief?
Ken, the Bureau has a report on 500 units of streptomycin shipped to Athens 60 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was lost overboard while being transferred to another ship near the island of Xenophon. An unfortunate accident, that's all.
Is it? I wonder what 500 units of a rare drug like streptomycin will bring in the Greek black market.
Oh, probably $500,000 to... Ken?
Yes, Chief. I'm paying a visit to the Sedor Mercantile Company. Fagon Zeltschmidt, get your feet off that desk and wake up. Fagon!
No, I'll have your head for waking me up like this. Hello, Mr. Thurston.
What are you doing at the Sedor Mercantile Company?
Where? Oh, you mean here? Why, I'm vice president and general manager in charge of mercantiles and things.
Oh, so you're the one who sent Mrs. Masters to see me, eh?
Of course. I didn't know what she was talking about. Besides, I wanted you to find out about my salary. That big fat man hasn't been back since.
What big fat man?
Well, the one who hired me 3 days ago. He hasn't been back since.
Oh, you said that, yes. Now, were there any phone calls, any mail?
Well, the telephone's unconnected, and the only thing in the mail was this. I opened it accidentally, understand?
Oh, yes, sure. Pagon, this is a shipping invoice. 3 days ago, 1,000 units of streptomycin were shipped air express via Rome to a Dr. Mitter of the General Hospital in Athens. Thanks, nurse. Well.
You seem surprised, Mr. Thurston.
I am. I didn't expect Dr. Mitter to be so feminine.
Someone should have told you the name is Eleanor Mitter. Won't you sit down?
Thanks.
You wish to speak with me concerning streptomycin and the need for it here at Athens General Hospital?
That's right, dear. What can you tell me about it?
Mr. Thurston, with typhus and tuberculosis sweeping Greece like a plague, our need for it is desperate.
Wasn't 1,000 units shipped air express a few days ago?
Yes, yes, but a special plane bringing it from Rome flew off course. It crashed off the island of Xenophon yesterday morning. That is why we are desperate.
There's always the black market, Doctor.
Mr. Thurston, there is no black market in streptomycin.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks for the information, Dr. Miller. I'll see if I can scare up some for you. Bye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Mr. Thurston. Good luck. Spotter 2573, please. Hello. Hello, this is Dr. Mitter. We need 50 more units at once. Yes, yes, the hospital will meet the price. By the way, a Mr. Thurston was just here. He might possibly be taking the steamer to Xenophon. It's also possible that Mr. Thurston is the man called X.
Mr. Mr. Thurston. How long do we have to travel on this dirty cattle boat?
Cheer up, Pagon. We'll be in Xenophon in 24 hours. Now, this should be our cabin.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Hello, you must be Colonel Creighton.
And if I am?
Well, the passenger agent tells us we'll be sharing this cabin.
Miserable arrangement. The idea of a member of the King's personal guard being forced to share its quarters with strangers.
We're not complaining, Colonel. Why should you?
Well, just bear in mind, please, that this enforced proximity does not entitle you to any social amenities. Now, if you'll excuse me, I shall leave for dinner.
Well.
What a stuffed shirt. Am I going to tell him a couple of things or two?
Oh, you're sure you are. Now, let's put our bags away. Yeah, come in. Yeah?
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. Your pardon for this intrusion. My name is Demetrio Sedov.
Mr. Thurston. It's him, the big fat man.
Oh, yes, you recognize me. My girth is difficult to disguise.
You crooked, no good, cheating me out of my salary. I'll punch you black and blue. I'll...
My apologies, Elspeth. Cable from Greece, unexpected business emergency, no time to notify you. Perhaps this bill will suffice for back salary.
That measly little, a sea note. $100.
Yes, exactly. Are we still enemies, my dear sir?
Well, how did you ever get such a silly idea, Mr. Sedor? My dearest friend. Now, if there's any little job...
All right, Sedor, let's have it. You didn't come in here just to settle up with Pago.
You have a keen mind, sir. Very keen mind. Now, I came here as a friend to warn you. There's someone aboard this ship, sir, who intends to take your life.
Yeah? What makes you think that?
My sources must remain a secret, sir. However, this much I can tell you. There is no one named Colonel Creighton connected with His Majesty's Guard. And at the moment, the Colonel is dining with a last-minute passenger, the lovely Dr. Eleanor Mitter in Athens. There you have it, sir, my gesture of friendship.
Yeah. You mentioned two names as homicidal suspects. How about adding a third?
A third, sir?
Yeah. Demetrio Sedov.
Demetrio? Yes, my dear sir. You're quite right. Quite right indeed. Good night, my friend.
Mind sharing part of this rail, Dr. Miller?
The deck is free to all passengers, Mr. Thurston.
Thank you, Fred. Pretty lonely out here at this hour of night, isn't it?
That's why I chose it. I prefer quiet and solitude on the nights before I operate.
Are you going to operate?
Yes, that's why I'm traveling to Xenophon. The pilot of the plane carrying the streptomycin had his skull fractured in the crash.
Mm-hmm. There's a funny thing about that crash, Doctor.
Is there?
Yeah, I checked on it. The weather was calm and clear. The pilot reported no mechanical trouble. Too bad if he died during the operation and couldn't tell how it happened.
There are other things more dangerous to human life than a scalpel in the hands of a trained surgeon, Mr. Thurston. Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll retire. Good night.
Good night, Doctor.
Mr. Thurston, we're going to be killed, murdered, even die maybe.
Now, whoa, Pagon. Who's going to commit all this mayhem?
Colonel Creighton, that's who. I saw him in the cabin just now, cleaning a cannon. Well, anyway, the caliber 88 automatic... He's going to kill us.
No.
Yo.
Get down, down. All right, Pagon, dig your nose up out of the deck. Whoever it was is gone in the shadows.
Where's going to be but that no good colonel?
Dr. Mitter left in the direction those shots came from.
Huh?
Look over there now. What do you see?
In that darkness? Nothing but a big shadow. It, Mr. Thurston, it's moving. It's coming towards us.
A pleasant journey, this one, to Xenophon, isn't it, Mr. Thurston? Yes, a very pleasant journey indeed.
You're listening to The Man Called X. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Journey to North America. Pretty cool, right? Well, Storycatcher is an app that allows you to record those stories and capture your family history. Co-creator April Bell fills us in.
When you launch the app, you create a new story. And then you can tap on interview tips to see a variety of good questions to ask. And then we've broken that part out into some themes, so like legacy, anniversary, travel, pets. You record your storyteller speaking either to the prompt or whatever, you know, tale that you're capturing in the moment. And then right away or later, you can add photos and some screen text that help support your story, and then you can share it.
Find out more at storycatcher.app. That's storycatcher.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless there's ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
And now let's wrap up this episode of The Man Called X on When Radio Was.
And now to continue with Frigidaire's Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall.
Mr. Thurston, why don't we get off this floating cattle car?
Sometimes, Pagon, cargo's a lot more important than passengers. We've got to wait till they're through unloading.
But how come that Dr. Mitter sneaked out ashore?
Special priority. He's got an operation coming up.
Maybe if I play sick, too, we can... Mr. Thurston, look out! Somebody's jumping on us!
Relax, that's nothing but the shadow of the cargo net swinging overhead.
Imagine that. But why do they keep swinging it over our heads all the time?
Ah, my dear Thurston, viewing the harbor, I see.
That's right, Sador. I was wondering where that plane of yours crashed.
Ah, yes, the unfortunate accident. Notice that mooring buoy in the bay and the ship anchored nearby? That marks the spot.
Looks like that boat has diving tackle rigged on it.
Your eyes are as keen as your brain, sir. Yes, that is a sponge diving boat, one of my fleet, Mr. Thurston.
So you're in the sponge business, too, huh?
Quite right, sir. I find it a dull venture, but quite profitable.
As profitable as selling wonder drugs on the black market?
You joke, of course, sir. No, I do not think the sponge business would be as profitable, but perhaps far less dangerous. That is my answer, sir. A good one, is it not? Yes, a very good one, indeed.
What's so good about it? He didn't answer nothing.
That's why it's good, Pagan.
Huh? Well, anyways, with him and Dr. Mitter out of our way, we got nothing to worry about. Hey, Mr. Thurston, that cargo net stopped right over.
Jump, Pagan, on the net. Flipping, come on. Jump.
Mr. X, the crates fell right where we were standing.
Yeah.
They could have smashed the Flatherton flapjacks. Oh, what an accident.
I wonder if Colonel Creighton had caught it there.
Colonel Creighton?
Standing over there beside the donkey engine.
Mr. Thurston, that engine...
Yeah. It handles the load of cargo that nearly dropped on us.
So, Ken, you've come to the hospital to check up on me.
No, not quite, Eleanor. I want to talk to your patient, the pilot. That is, if he's still alive.
He's alive. The operation was successful. Come, I'll take you to see him. Ken, I hope this will end the suspicions you have. Here we are. This is his room.
Kind of drafty, isn't it?
That stupid nurse left the window open. She knows the patient's vulnerable to pneumonia.
Don't bother, Eleanor. He's not vulnerable to anything now.
What? Ken, it must have been post-operative shock. An embolism.
Yeah. Or that knife sticking out of his chest.
Ah, Mr. Thurston. Come in, sir. Come in, please.
Thanks.
A welcome surprise, sir. Most welcome. Though, I must confess I expected you to call.
Yeah, we've got a few things to talk over. Say, Dor, you operate the black markets here in Xenophon. Why not admit it?
Why not, sir? Why not indeed? The airplane pilot is dead. There are no witnesses here. I don't mind speaking frankly.
Well, good. Then tell me if I've got the record straight.
Certainly, sir.
You have a two-way racket, say, Dor, selling foreign-born Americans on the idea of shipping streptomycin to sick relatives in Greece, overcharge them 100%, then seeing that some accident happens, so the drug will end up in your black market.
I said you were a brilliant man, sir. Your deductions are quite sound. But you overlook one little fact.
Do I?
Yes. Both shipments of the drug were lost at sea. I found it impossible to recover them. So you see, we have both lost. I have no drugs. You have no proof of crime. Our little contest ends in a draw.
Okay, sir. Oh, that's that. Looks like I go back to Athens.
And I shall return to my sponge diving business. By the way, if you're not familiar with the process, why not drop around tomorrow? I'll take you aboard one of my boats. You might find it interesting.
Maybe I'll take you up on that, sir. Oh, good night.
Good night, sir. Good night. Well, my dear, did you hear it all?
You always were a talkative fool, Dimitro. Why did you mention the diving?
My dear Eleanor, it pleased me to be apparently frank, yet tell him nothing. Now he will leave Xenophon, and we have nothing further to worry about.
You mean I have nothing further to worry about?
Huh? Does that mean that I have? Don't be foolish, my dear. What could it possibly be?
Just this, Dimitro. Just this.
Mr. Thurston, I don't get it. You rush into the hotel room, rush me down here to go rowing, and don't even tell me what's cooking. What have you been doing, anyway?
Oh, calling on Dimitro Sedo and Colonel Creighton.
Look, Mr. Thurston, I won't ask you about Colonel Creighton. Not even about that no-good Sedo. Just answer me one thing, please. Why are we rowing in the middle of the ocean in the middle of the night, huh?
Hagan, we're going to dive for sponges. How'd you hear me?
Oh, clear like a shell, Mr. Thurston. Never believe you were 40 feet under the water. I hope that diving suit doesn't start leaking on you.
Don't you worry about keeping that air pump going.
Hey. Hey, there's a speedboat coming over here.
Speedboat? You see who's aboard?
In the darkness? Who knows? Maybe it's that Colonel Creighton or maybe, well, what do you know? Look who it is, Mr. Thurston.
How can I look, you idiot?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, it's nobody for you to worry about. Just that pretty little pill peddler, that Dr. Mitchell.
Hello there. Is that you, Mr. Zeltschmidt?
That's right, Mr. Mitchell. That's right, Doctor. Welcome on board.
Thank you. Thank you. And Mr. Thurston, where is he? I must speak with him at once. The air pump. The diving equipment is working all right, Zeltschmidt.
Dr. Mitchell, you got a gun. You, Mr. Thurston.
My hand is over the transmitter. He can't hear you, nor could he hear the sound of shots.
Of shots?
Move backwards quickly, please, and stay there. Ken. Ken, do you hear me?
Eleanor, what are you doing aboard?
I followed you from your hotel, Ken. I have important news.
Oh?
You were right. There is a black market here in Streptomycin. Dimitri Sador is behind it. But if you're diving out here, you know his plan.
Yeah, that's right, Eleanor. Had his agents dump the drug into the sea to make the accidents look legitimate. Then he'd recover it with his sponge divers.
As you're trying to do now. Ken, I was so worried about you.
Keep
your distance, Selschmidt.
Okay.
The streptomycin's right below the boat, Eleanor. Well marked. Any diver can get it in the morning and have it hauled up in the sponge net. So my work's almost over for the night. Ask Pagon to put in the lines, will you?
First, darling, I think you should know something. Dimitri Sador had a partner. I was working with him.
Were you, Eleanor?
But my percentage of the prices the hospital was paying was hardly enough. Now that Sador is dead, all the profits shall be mine.
Sador dead?
Yes, darling, yes. I disposed of him, as I did with the pilot, and as I'm going to do with you.
Pretty confident, aren't you?
Why shouldn't I be? Flick of a switch, the gas motor stops, the air pump doesn't run. You'll find it rather difficult to breathe down there with your air supply gone. Too bad it has to end this way, darling. Bye.
Dr. Mitter, the air pump, it stopped. Oh, Mr. Thurston, he...
Yes, Zellschmidt, and now it's your turn.
No, no, you can't do this to me. You, Mr. Thurston, help! She's going to shoot! Help, Mr. Thurston!
You fool, he can't help you now. He's dead.
Hello, Eleanor.
You?
Better get that gun, Colonel.
No!
Michael, let me have it, Doctor. All right, Thurston.
You? Alive? Colonel Creighton?
Colonel Creighton of the Greek Intelligence Service, Doctor.
I knew it all the time, especially after he helped me arrange things on this boat. You made a mistake, Dr. Mitter, not seeing the telephone wire going into the cabin.
No, Pagon. Her mistake was in renouncing a doctor's oath for a handful of money. She's going to pay for that mistake. Yes, and that goes for all the others who renounce principles for the sake of money. Someone said it long ago, went like this. What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Frigidaire star, Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. Next week, our story is called Report from the Arctic. And I think you'll like it because it's one of the most absorbing stories I've seen in a long time. Leon Belasco, of course, will be along as usual in the role of Pagon Zellschmidt. So join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Good night.
Frigidaire's Man Called X is directed by Jack Johnstone, with music composed by Johnny Green and conducted tonight by Al Sandry. Tonight's story was written by Sidney Marshall. So until next week, same time, same station, this is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. All characters and incidents used on this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons or incidents is purely coincidental. Remember, every Sunday night brings you two popular dramatic shows on CBS, The Man Called X and The Adventures of Sam Spade. Yes, for the best in entertainment, tune in and stay tuned in to CBS, the biggest show in town. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From November 16, 1947. Herbert Marshall first came to the attention of American film audiences for his work in the 1932 motion picture Blonde Venus. Ah, but can you name the German actress who played that title character? I'll name her then wrap up when radio was right after this.
I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
MusicRewind.com offers you 75 number one country hits, an essential collection of your favorite classic country songs on three CDs for only
$19.98.
Order 75 number one country hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Act now and get a special rate on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code SPECIAL33. Let me be the
Hurry, call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember, promo code SPECIAL33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shop. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360-degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the 1932 motion picture Blonde Venus. It starred Herbert Marshall and Cary Grant in support of German actress Marlene Dietrich. I'm Greg Beller. We're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Chad Benson Show.
The Dana Show.
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.